I think it's going to be between him and Keelan Cole, because I think both of these guys have that buzzword versatility where they can line up both outside and in the slot and kind of do little things. Keelan Cole is an interesting guy because he's a lot like DeMarcus Robinson. I kind of thought he was a burner. Not that like 5'4" 5" is not like, you know, it's not slow.
Yeah.
But you look at Keelan Cole, he's a 4'3" 40 guy, you know, comes in very similar size, 6'1", 194. You know, I think he's a guy that's going to be an interesting one to watch in this offense and see how they use him. I think he will slide around both inside and outside and maybe kind of work his way up there and be battling with DeMarcus Robinson to really get a good look in that number four spot.
You know, and the good thing about DeMarcus Robinson, too, just kind of going through his stats right now, dude doesn't miss games.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm looking at his history, 16 games, 16 games, 16 games, 16 games, 16 games, 17 games. So just doing my math, has DeMarcus Robinson never missed a game in his NFL career?
You know, I think I remember seeing someone tweet that out. Not that Twitter is always the best thing for confirming these things, but I believe I remember seeing that out there. So I think that's true, which is wild to me.
That is, I mean, that's nuts. Going back to 2016, this is a dude that hasn't missed a game. So, I mean, look, you got to be more than just available to be an effective member of this offense. But you can't help the team if you're sitting on the sidelines nursing an ankle or whatever it is. But a guy to keep an eye on, and this is my, you know, I don't know anything, right? I'm just a guy that I'm intrigued by, I should say, heading into camp. DJ Turner. This is a guy, like, look, a guy that I'm excited to see during training camp, a guy that I think could very much fill a role on this roster in 2022. Now, is he going to be the second coming of Devontae or Tyreek Hill? Probably not, and that's okay. But I still think a guy that, if given the opportunity, can fill a role very nicely on this Raiders offense.
Yeah, DJ Turner's that guy. I remember both of us talking about him last year at the training camp pod, you know, about him. He brings some real interesting elements to the table. The thing for me is the guy just looks like he could run routes in a phone booth. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he's so compact and quick and in and out of his breaks and things like that. And then he's also got the buzzword versatility to be able to return punts and things like that too. So he's a guy that I think does make this team and does maybe get some burn here this year, because again, as we noted, you know, guys are gonna have to step up at different points throughout the year. He's one in limited, you know, usage. I'd be real curious to see what he does with that opportunity.
I would too. And before we get out of here, Mac Hollins too. Don't sleep on Mac Hollins, a guy that I don't want to say flew under the radar as a free agent signing, but I don't know. Another one to keep an eye on as we get to camp next month.
Big-bodied guy that could maybe be thrown out there, and then all of a sudden you've got, like, you know, all this size down the goal line if you throw him out there with Devontae and Waller and Moreau and all that stuff, and then let Hunter run around next to all these trees, you know?
You know what? You know the vibe I get from Mac Hollins, and you obviously didn't cover the team too close when we were in Oakland, but I very much get kind of Andre Holmes vibes from Mac Hollins. So if you've been a Raider fan for a minute, you'll remember Andre Holmes, part of those really good offense, that really good offense in 2016. He was there a little bit before and a little bit after. But a big-bodied dude, a lanky guy, just an athlete. Certainly not going to beat a lot of folks in a foot race.
Yeah.
But when you get down into the red zone, I mean, it felt like Derek just, I mean, he was kind of that first safety blanket down close to the goal line for Derek. And I mean, you got to give him credit because they had a lot of success just throwing that little fade in the back corner. And you know, you need to have those guys who can say, hey, you're a big stretch four, go get the ball. Give me a touchdown. And so I'm not saying Mac Hollins is going to fill that role, but I'm just saying I see a similar kind of skill set when I look at him.
Yeah, no, I definitely could as well. And I was going to say the same thing. I mean, not to put the guy in a box, but I'd imagine they brought him in to be like, hey, man, we're just going to throw you down there. Go get the ball.
Yeah.
Go do your thing. Like, you are a big dude. Let's out-muscle some people. Let's box them out and get that thing.
You
know, I could see that being a role that develops for him. I mean, look, he's a guy last year, 14 catches, 223 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Those aren't, you know, numbers that are going to jump off the page to you, but I think he could be that guy that, you know, in some key situations gets a look, and, you know, we'll see if he can come down with him in the red zone.
And if you're a Raiders fan going into 2022, you want to see this team get better in the red zone. So if you have the more options you have down in the red areas, Lewis Riddick likes to call it, the more options you got there, the better. Because, look, this offense was dynamic. It was really explosive in 2022. But if you look at one area for them to get better, we want touchdowns, not field goals, as much as I love the cash money man.
100%. I think for someone like you to admit that,
it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart. Although I did see my man Carlson the other day, and I don't know if this is surfaced yet on the interwebs. the man's got some good flow going on right now.
Oh yeah,
like he's growing the hair out. We had a nice little chat about it. Like he's definitely going through a process, and I'm excited as he takes this next 5-6 weeks to focus on the follicle growth to really see what this looks like when he reports for training camp. But just something to keep an eye on if you're a fan. The Cash Money Carlson hair look for 2022.
AJ Cole, watch out.
Yeah, oh, I mean, you've seen it on Twitter. AJ's hair is looking pristine these days.
It's good, but if Carlson's coming at him,
he's coming at him. He's coming. He's coming.
He's coming for the throne.
That's the real training camp battle to watch.
Yeah.
That's the real battle. Who's got better specialist hair by the time we get to week one? Daniel Carlson or my man AJ Cole. But we will talk about the specialist. It won't be today or it won't be tomorrow, but I promise you, we will talk about the specialist. So Jesse Merrick, on our way out, 30 seconds of plugs. Where can the good people find you?
On Twitter, at JesseNews3LV, and most nights on Channel 3 as well, you know, anchoring the sportscast with my guy Brian Salmon.
Love that. Shout out to Brian as well. So until next week when we take a look at the Raiders' defense headed into 2022, Azzedi Pascal with my man Jesse Merrick. Shout out to Ray and Alexandra who keep our entire operation afloat and everyone else at Silver and Black Productions. And we will see you guys next week, same time, same place, as we crack open another six-pack on Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network.
Recently on The Morning Tailgate with Clay Baker.
Ice Cube is with us.
Which guy is going to excite you most to watch this year?
Dan Waller, you know, I think the sky's the limit for him. As far as Renfro and Devontae and Derek Carr, you know, they come out there and do what they do. No more excuses on why we can't, you know, go deep into the playoffs and hopefully to the championship.
It's The Morning Tailgate with Clay Baker. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 here on Raider Nation Radio 920.
The Cardinals are in the city of brotherly love as they take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Catch all the baseball action Sunday starting at 3 on ESPN Las Vegas, 1100 AM and 100.9 FM.
Brought to you by Remy Martin. Team up for excellence.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. The education assistance I received made it possible for me to be the first person in my family to go to school and graduate debt-free. That education helped get me to the first day at my dream job. A job that I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job, plus the other benefits possible from the Army National Guard, helped me become a first-time homeowner. Also, part of my role as a National Guard soldier means I know that I can be one of the first to respond and help my community if disaster ever strikes. I'm extremely proud that I get to serve my community, and that first step I took by joining the Army National Guard has made all the difference in my life. Talk to your local recruiter or visit NationalGuard.com to find out what firsts are available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is JT from MeetUpVegas.com. The best meats in Vegas, sold exclusively to the finest steakhouses, are now available to you at wholesale prices. Award-winning quality meats and the best hookup you'll ever get from me. Steaks, chicken, burgers. No more waiting in line at grocery stores. No more waiting in line at other stores that you thought had better meat. The best meat in town. MeetUpVegas.com. Code word JT Brick. MeetUpVegas.com.
Since 1927, Volvo has made cars safe, personal, and sustainable. With soaring fuel prices, there's never been a better time to discover the new extended-range Volvo T8 hybrids. The new Volvo plug-in hybrids provide the benefits of a full electric vehicle, while also having a gas engine for those longer trips. Visit the brand new Findlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas, located in the southwest at Rainbow in the 215, and online at findlayvolvo.com.
Get ready to rock soft with Yachtly Crew, the nation's number one yacht rock band. You could have a dark and stormy. Yachtly Crew, playing all your favorite soft rock hits from the late 70s and 80s at Palms Resort Casino. Tickets are going fast, so don't miss the boat. Yachtly Crew, live in Las Vegas this Saturday, only at Palms Resort Casino. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com.
It's the third annual Battle for Vegas charity softball game. Come out and watch me, Riley Smith, and my VGK teammates take on our friends from the Raiders as we compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Join us on Monday, July 18th at the beautiful Las Vegas Ballpark, home of the Las Vegas Aviators, as we raise money for the Vegas Golden Knights Foundation. Tickets start at $35 and can be purchased at Battle for Vegas website, Ticketmaster, or at the Las Vegas Ballpark ticket office. Visit us at battleforvegas.com for details.
Hey everyone, Clay Baker here with you, and you know this time of the year is the perfect time to get your carpets clean, get your tile clean, and the professionals to call is Zero Res. And you can be like, yeah, all right, my carpet looks clean, fine, but you know what? That's the word, looks. What you can't see is what matters. Your carpets are your largest air filter in your home, and they need to be clean just like your AC filter. Zero Res is great at making this happen. Their powerful truck-mounted system, it cleans the dirt, the dust, the pet hair, and all the contaminants that get trapped in your carpet fibers, and it improves your indoor air quality. Call Zero Res today and ask for the Clay Baker special. They'll clean your carpets for as low as $39 per room, plus free tile cleaning up to 100 square feet. Call today, 702-840-3333, or go online, ZeroResLasVegas.com. Minimums apply.
Clean carpet, Zero Res, it's Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Call 840-3333. News 3 Today, the best way to start your morning.
I'm Kim Wagner.
And I'm Dana Wagner, and just like you, we're Nevadans. What matters to you matters to us.
Kim and Dana Wagner bring you breaking overnight news and the top local and national stories of the day. Plus, get traffic and weather together.
I'm Kelly Curran. Count me in to give you your forecast every 10 minutes.
And travel times so you get to work on time. Start your day with News 3 Today, weekday mornings from 4 to 7.
People constantly ask me, how long is this crazy used car market going to last? And I think we've got 30, 60, 90 days left. But when she drops off, she's going to drop off hot and fast. So if you want to sell your ride, I'd do it now. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. We're America's best car buyer. We don't beat your CarMax offer. Send you a check for $100. I've never seen a used car market this high. Grab it while you can.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Are you aware approximately 15% of all babies have complicated births? Time to make a difference. Positively Kids is here to help. Hello, I'm Fred Schultz, CEO of Positively Kids. For over 20 years, our local nonprofit has provided care to thousands of children in Southern Nevada. Our mission is to help children with critical health care needs so they can reach their full potential. Please visit PositivelyKids.org to find out more about the services we provide and how they may be able to help a child you know or how you may be able to help us. Check out PositivelyKids.org.
Get your brakes done for about half the price as anywhere else from BrakesOnly.net. Our VIP service team comes right to you. Schedule your brake job now. Go to BrakesOnly.net. That's BrakesOnly.net. BrakesOnly.net.
This is JT for Grimaldi's Pizzeria, coal-fired brick oven pizza, a must-have for anyone craving great pizza. Locations at Boca Park, the Palazzo, South Rainbow, and Green Valley. Learn more at GrimaldiPizzeria.com.
Are you aware approximately 15% of all babies have complicated births? Time to make a difference. Positively Kids is here to help. Hello, I'm Fred Schultz, CEO of Positively Kids. For over 20 years, our local nonprofit has provided care to thousands of children in Southern Nevada. Our mission is to help children with critical health care needs so they can reach their full potential. Please visit PositivelyKids.org to find out more about the services we provide and how they may be able to help a child you know or how you may be able to help us. Check out PositivelyKids.org.
Recently on Unnecessary Roughness.
He said, it's us. We're hella delusional. And that's how you know he's got Bay Area roots, because he said hella. I went to Texas and I was saying hella, and they're like, oh yeah, you're not from here. I was like, man, you're a hella whack. They're like, oh yeah, you're a hella West Coast. On the side of the Oakland airport, it literally says, we are hella happy you're here. That's Bay Area in a nutshell. It literally says hella on the side of the building.
It's Unnecessary Roughness with your boy Q, 2 to 5 p.m. here on Raider Nation Radio 920. JT the Brick.
You don't want this group of Oakland A's here. The fans have walked out of them in Oakland. Why would you want them in Vegas if the fans in Oakland don't want them? Raider fans wanted the Raiders to stay in Oakland. But for the A's, to think that you're going to scrub and clean that and give it a shower and then bring it here, and it's going to be with a new dress on, it's going to be different? Unbelievable.
It's JT the Brick. Weekdays at noon on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. recently on The Morning Tailgate with Clay Baker.
This is actually more of an image of what a guy like Josh McDaniels has always been hoping for, but seldom got in New England.
You get Darren Waller back healthy. You get Hunter Renfrow in the mix. And Devontae Adams. And now you add some guys like DeMarcus Robinson to throw people off of the scent at the others.
This is definitely not like New England at all.
No. Nope.
This is better.
It's The Morning Tailgate with Clay Baker. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 here on Raider Nation Radio 920. Recently on Unnecessary Roughness.
Vegas Jess said, I'm going to miss you messing with Ari when he messes up. Hope he comes back soon.
I thought it said yelled at.
Yeah, but the yell is different.
No, you're just an energetic person.
Exactly. So. I wake up in the morning, I'll be like, wait, wake up! I go, boom!
Bless her heart.
Let's get out of bed! It's time! That's how I go to bed, too. All fired up, all the time. So when I yell at you, it's just me and my...
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
And in for Russ Langer, Matt Nevard welcoming you into Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas for the final game of a three-game set between the Las Vegas Aviators and the Round Rock Express before the two teams will head back to Las Vegas tomorrow to play three games at Las Vegas Ballpark on the 1st, the 2nd, and the 3rd of July. The Aviators, after splitting the first two games of this road trip, 42-31 on the 2022 campaign, good for first place in the Pacific Coast League's West Division, 3.5 games up on second place Reno, with Round Rock coming in after a win last night by a 10-1 score, 38-36, two games over 500 on the campaign, third place in the Pacific Coast League's East Division, a full 8 games back of division and league-leading Oklahoma City. Tonight, the pitching matchup features Colin Wiles pitching against his former team. Wiles is 5-5 with a 6.04 ERA this year. He was 7-2 with a 4.19 ERA, spent with a full season here in Round Rock last year with the Express AAA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. After a 6-1 win on Tuesday, featuring great pitching from Zach Logan, Aaron Brown, Round Rock, 10-1 winners last night as they jumped out to a 5-run advantage in the first inning. It was a 5-home-run performance for the home side, their most home runs knocked on the year. Parker Dungey was knocked around on the mound, no other way to put it, as the Las Vegas starter gave up 9 runs on 9 hits, including 4 home runs over his 3 innings of work. Ryan Castellani, Grant Holmes, and Brian Howard threw effectively out of the bullpen afterwards, but the game well out of hand, with Las Vegas only able to amass 4 hits, including a sky bolt solo home run in the 6th inning. That was their only offense on the game. Colin Wiles set to take the hill against his former team. He'll be opposed by former top prospect Spencer Howard, who stands 6'2", 210 pounds out of Southern California. Howard was originally the number one prospect in the Phillies organization for both the 2018 and 2019 seasons. Traded over in a deal from Philly to Texas last year, Howard's been up and down from the big league club and here in AAA. The Aviators looking for a win in the rubber match of a three-game series before returning home, where they have the best home record in the league, tied with Oklahoma City with 25 wins at Las Vegas Ballpark. Final game of three coming up from Round Rock. When we return, we'll take a look at the roster moves with plenty of transition today, including 3 Aviators headed up to the big leagues. We'll tell you who replaces them and why, all that and more when we return on our Hash House of Go-Go pregame show.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Aviator One is flying with a wingman, Pete Maverick from Top Gun.
Your Las Vegas Aviators celebrate our independence with a short three-game homestand this Friday through Sunday against the Round Rock Express, the AAA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Friday night, the first 2,000 fans get a free Top Gun Maverick t-shirt. Then we light up the sky on both Saturday and Sunday nights with an incredible fireworks extravaganza presented by your Las Vegas Hyundai dealers. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
It's the Hatch House of Go-Go pregame show. Matt and Everett joining you from Dell Diamond for the final game of a three-game series between the Las Vegas Aviators and the Round Rock Express. After a 6-1 win on Tuesday, Round Rock 10-1 winners last night, setting up the rubber match of the final game of the three-game series tonight. Colin Wiles versus Spencer Howard, the pitching matchup. But first, got to give the roster breakdown with a handful of roster moves made this afternoon by the Oakland Athletics. Adrian Martinez called up from Las Vegas, where he was the scheduled starter tomorrow when we return home. He gets the start tonight for Oakland. I'm sure that's the result that he would much, much rather have. Martinez called up, as well as infielder Vimael Machin. Congratulations to Machin, who's making his second stint with the big league club after hitting over 400 over the entire month of June. Machin, a hitting machine in the sixth month of the calendar year, knocking the cover off the ball, a well-deserved promotion from Las Vegas to Oakland. Sky Bolt also activated after his Major League rehab assignment went swimmingly. Bolt had a home run last night and was batting .395 through 12 games in the Major League rehab stint. On Tuesday in our Hash House at Go-Go pregame show, I sat down with Fran Reardon and asked him about the recovery of Sky Bolt, and I think he summed it up the best. He said, just look at the numbers. Bolt, back up. Adam Kolarik designated for assignment, as Oakland also places Jed Lowry on the 10-day injured list, retroactive to June 27th. Adam Aller and outfielder Christian Pache sent from the big league club down to Las Vegas. They will rejoin the club tomorrow when we return home to Las Vegas. Aller making his second stint with the Aviators, up and down in his first year in the Oakland organization. And Christian Pache is one of the most active and athletic center fielders that there is across minor league baseball. The hitting woes continued for Pache in his first year in the Oakland organization, but he is something to behold in the field. A really slick fielding outfielder with great, not good, great foot speed. So Pache and Aller will join the club tomorrow. And congratulations once again to Adrian Martinez and Vimael Machin, selected by Oakland to get the Major League call-up. It's the second time for both of them. Martinez second time this year, Machin second time over the last 2 years that they have made the big league club. Well, when we return here on our Hatch House of Go-Go pregame show, we'll break down the pitching matchup, and we'll give you the starting lineups prior to first pitch. Don't go anywhere. This is the Hatch House of Go-Go pregame show.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Starting lineups ahead of first pitch here on the Hash House at Go-Go pregame show. Final game of three from Round Rock, with the winner claiming victory here in this brief three-game stint. First for the home side, the Round Rock Express, led by their first-year manager, Matt Hagen. Leading off and playing in center field for the third consecutive night will be Bubba Thompson. Ezekiel Duran making his second straight start at shortstop. He's in his third game with Round Rock after spending 16 games to begin the year with Texas. And he went straight from AA to the Major League earlier this year. Steele Walker, with a big-time performance last night, bumped up from the sixth spot to the three hole in the lineup. Walker was 3-for-4 last night, including a home run and three runs scored. Walker playing in right field, the first of two left-handed batters in the lineup tonight. For the Express, Sam Huff had been catching each of the last two games. He'll take off the gear and don the batting helmet, and he'll serve as the designated hitter tonight, batting in the cleanup spot, with the left fielder Nick Solak batting behind him, hitting fifth. Andy Ibanez, corner infielder, playing at third base tonight in his 13th game for Round Rock, batting sixth, with Josh Soleil playing his third position in three nights. Soleil was the DH in the opening game of the series, was 0-for-4 with four strikeouts, colloquially known as the Golden Sombrero. Soleil was 2-for-4 last night, including a three-run home run. He'll get the start at first base tonight and will bat seventh. Diaspel Arias, the second baseman, hits eighth, with Jack Kruger doing the catching, batting ninth. Kruger with his first appearance in the series. For Las Vegas, Luis Barrera slides up to the leadoff spot, with Bolton Machin, who were hitting ahead of him, both called up to the Major League club. Barrera leading things off and in center field. Nate Mondu will bat second and play at second, with Shea Langeliers, the catcher, hitting third. Dermis Garcia, after a night off last night, will bat on the cleanup spot and serve as the Aviators' designated batter, with Billy McKinney batting fifth right behind him and playing in left field. Christian Lopes moves from second base, where he started last night, to third base, where he'll get the start tonight and hit sixth. Vince Fernandez will bat seventh and play in right field. Dalton Kelly hitting eighth, playing at first base, with Drew Jackson at shortstop, rounding out the starting nine for the Las Vegas Aviators. Colin Wiles, the 6'4" right-hander out of Overland Park, Kansas, making his team-leading 14th start of the year tonight for Las Vegas. A 5-5 record for Wiles and a 6.04 ERA. He struck out just 48 batters through 70 innings, but he's coming off of his best start of the year, a 7-inning performance against Albuquerque, in which he earned his fifth win of the year. He'll be opposed by another right-hander, Spencer Howard, 40-man roster member of the Texas Rangers. The Southern California native stands 6'2", 210 pounds. 25-year-old comes in 2-2 with a 4.35 ERA, making his 10th outing. They've all been starts this year. It's the second time that Wiles and Howard have pitched against the respective foes. It's Colin Wiles versus Spencer Howard, the pitching matchup here on a Thursday night in the final game of three before the series heads to Las Vegas for the final three games of the total six-game set, if you will. And we'll step aside for the national anthem. First pitch when we return from Round Rock.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it.
I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus thick burger and Primal Breakfast burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Let Best Mattress help you beat the heat this summer with the revolutionary Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress that lets you sleep up to 8 degrees cooler. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now at our 4th of July sale, save up to $500 on any Tempur-Pedic Breeze adjustable set and get up to a free $300 gift with any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Quick delivery and no interest financing for 72 months. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Anthem wrapping up from Dell Diamond as we are moments away from first pitch here in the final game of a three-game set with the Las Vegas Aviators up against Spencer Howard, throwing Colin Wiles out on the hill. Howard, a very interesting backstory. San Luis Obispo native, did not receive a scholarship offer out of high school, Templeton High School in Southern California, where he was a two-way player, put up some pretty darn impressive numbers, but again, did not receive any scholarship offers, and attended Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, stayed home collegiate, for collegiate ball, I should say, and earned his way onto the team as a walk-on. He redshirted his freshman year and added not 9, but 10 miles an hour to his fastball. An almost unheard-of spike in 1 year for the right-hander. But he's rode that all the way to a really highly heralded prospect designation. He was the number one prospect in the Philadelphia organization for 2 years in a row after he was drafted out of San Luis Obispo in the 2017 season. Round Rock, rocking the white-on-white primary home uniforms tonight. Navy blue caps with the Express logo on the front. Las Vegas going with the alternate blue tops, the gradient yellow to orange sleeves, and the gray road pants. Our umpiring crew this evening, Mike Snover behind home plate, the arbiter of the ABS, signaling balls and strikes. Darius Ghani, the crew chief down the third base side. And rounding out the triumvirate of officials, Luis Hernandez, our third base umpire this evening. Jack Kruger doing the catching for the first time in the set. Kruger, 27-year-old out of L.A., spent most of last season with the L.A. Angels of Anaheim. Josh Soleil making his first start of the series at first base. Diaspel Arias catching the warm-up throw from Jack Kruger as we speak, playing at second base. Ezekiel Duran makes his third start of the series, second at short. Vandy Ibanez, Cuban infielder, rounding out the infield. The outfield left to right, speed all over the place for Round Rock. Nick Solak, Bubba Thompson, and Steele Walker in right. It'll be Luis Barrera set to lead things off as the Dominican outfielder digs in from the left side. Beautiful 95-degree Central Texas evening here in front of a pretty good crowd on a Thursday night. Decent crowds each of the last three nights, with tonight included. Howard set, Barrera ready. The right-hander deals out of the stretch, and we're underway. First pitch fastball down at 94. 707, first pitch, again 95 degrees. The wind blowing strongly out to left field. Wind had either been blowing in or not at all in the first two games of the set. The 1-0 to Barrera swung on and hit high in the air to straightaway center. Hooking towards the left field side, but playable for Bubba Thompson as the center fielder reaches up and makes the grab. A big league flyout for Luis Barrera as he stunk that one way high in the air, but No problem for Bubba Thompson. Nate Mondu, the second baseman, hitting second tonight. The second of an eventual five left-handed batters in the lineup for Fran Reardon. Aviators, with the loss last night, pushed to 17-17 away from home. Of course, they're 25-15 at Las Vegas Ballpark, tied for the best home record in the circuit. Mondu takes a breaking ball downstairs, bouncing in at 76 from Howard, who throws a fastball anywhere from 94 to 97. A plus changeup that he's developed since becoming a pro. Also a curveball that he threw there, and a plus slider. Comes in 55 grade on the 20 to 80 scale. Throws another curveball, this one dropping right down the middle of the dish and belt high for a called strike one. Back-to-back curveballs to Nate Mondu. He was a 290 batter through 44 games coming into the night on the year. He takes a swing at a fastball. He doesn't connect, and the count goes to 1-2. Howard blowing 96 by the Aviators' second baseman, Nate Mondu. One home run and 25 RBIs among his 45 hits and 155 ABs. He swings and misses at strike three. Another fastball pushed by him at 96. So far, so good for Spencer Howard, who's working with some tempo in the very first inning. Brings up Shea Langeliers, batting in the three spot tonight. Comes after he was off yesterday. Austin Allen doing the catching. The reigning Pacific Coast League Player of the Week was 0-for-4. The opening game of the set, Langeliers was 1-of-3 with a pair of walks. He takes the first pitch just above the letters. Missing high on the fastball is Howard, who comes in 2-2 with a 4.35 ERA. Start number 10 tonight. He's thrown 39 in the third innings coming in. Strikeout of Mondu was his 50th of the year. Langeliers takes the slider, breaking across the dish for strike one. Howard with now 50 strikeouts to just 18 walks in just under 40 innings. Opponents only hitting 252 against him. So Langeliers hammers this one, but pulls it well foul. That's going to clear the premises and vacate the yard. A ball and two strikes to Langeliers, hitting 272, 13 home runs, 34 RBIs. Number one prospect in the A's system, number 38 prospect in all of Major League Baseball. The 1-2 from Howard, way outside, fastball at 96 for ball two. Howard faced off against the Aviators on the 8th of June at Las Vegas Ballpark, tossed five scoreless innings, left with the game tied at zero. Here's the 2-2. It hits Langeliers on the inside of the back arm. Langeliers had kind of turned in to swing at that pitch, and I think Howard's asking if he potentially went around, but Langeliers earns his way down to first base the hard way. Langeliers, third time he's been hit by a pitch on the year. Howard back atop the mound. He only deals from the stretch, so will not have to change after hitting his third batsman of the year. It'll bring up Dermis Garcia with a runner on and two down here in the top of the very first inning. Last start for Howard was 5 days ago at Oklahoma City. Just five innings and a win. First pitch to Garcia is outside. Slider called for ball one. And Howard, speaking of going five innings, has gone exactly five in each of his last five starts. Five starts in the month of June thus far. Here's the 1-0 to Garcia. Late swing on a fastball. Strike one. In the outing on the 8th of June, it's an eventual 5-2 Aviators victory with some late offense pushing them over. Five scoreless innings. He walked five and allowed three hits, but didn't allow anyone to cross home plate against him. Fires this one right down Broadway. A heater for strike two, watched by Garcia. Howard is only allowed three home runs on the year. One of them in his last time out against Oklahoma City, but they hit home runs against almost anybody. He's set on 1-2. Quick throw to first. Langeliers back in head first and safely. Garcia with eight home runs and 27 RBIs. 272 batting average through 46 games. Slightly open stance from the right side. Runner breaks from first. The pitch just outside. Langeliers slides in safely without a throw. Fourth stolen base of the year by Shea after he was hit by a pitch to reach. I think that caught everybody by surprise, including Jack Kruger, the catcher, who tried to frame it, but again, the ABS calling balls and strikes. The framing does nothing to a computer. The count 2-2 with runner on second to Garcia. The pitch swung on and missed. Fastball blown by him at 96. The Langoliers' stolen base goes for naught as Spencer Howard gets a flyout to begin it. And a pair of strikeouts for outs number 2 and 3. Aviators set down in four batters in the top of the first inning. Colin Wiles takes the hill in the bottom of the first. With no score yet between the Aviators and the Express.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Aviator 1 is flying with a wingman, Pete Maverick from Top Gun.
Your Las Vegas Aviators celebrate our independence with a short three-game homestand this Friday through Sunday against the Round Rock Express, the AAA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Friday night, the first 2,000 fans get a free Top Gun Maverick t-shirt. Then we light up the sky on both Saturday and Sunday nights with an incredible fireworks extravaganza presented by your Las Vegas Hyundai dealers. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Nothing going for the Aviators in their half of the first inning. Matt and Edward in for Russ Langer here in the final game at Round Rock of the 2022 season. Colin Wiles takes the hill for the 14th time, the most of any Las Vegas starter on the year. Colin 5-5 with a 6.04 ERA. 28-year-old right-hander standing 6'4", tipping the scales at 222 pounds. In 70 innings so far on the year, Wiles has allowed 52 runs, although only 47 of them have been earned. On a league-leading 89 hits, he struck out 48 but walked just 15. He does not give up many free passes, and he's pitching in a comfortable environment tonight. Wiles spent the entirety of the 2021 season pitching for the Express, both out of the rotation and the bullpen. And he had a really, really good year, going 7-2 with a 4.19 ERA over 86 innings. He's pitched exclusively in the starting rotation for the Aviators this year and set to take on his former team tonight. Leading off the center fielder, Bubba Thompson, who digs in from the right side. MLB Pipeline's got him tabbed as the number 27 prospect in the Rangers organization. Third baseman Christian Lopes shades in front of the bag just in case as Thompson swings at the first pitch and lines it into left field for a base hit. Billy McKinney over to pick it up towards the line, firing into Nate Mondu at second base. Thompson wasting no time there on the first pitch that he sees in the home half of the first inning. His 72nd hit of the year will put a runner on first and a speedy one at that for Ezekiel Duran. Duran making his first series appearance with the Round Rock Express, started the year in Double-A Frisco, where he was on fire in the first 45 games of the year. He's 0-7 here in the first two games of this set, however. He swings to the first pitch, hits it to short. Grabbed by Jackson. The feed to Mondu's in time. The throw to first is there. Two pitches, two outs on a base hit, and a 6-4-3 twin killing up the middle. Well, nothing like efficiency if you're Colin Wiles there. As Duran moves to 0-8, wiping out that leadoff single and takes the speed of Thompson off the base paths as well. Leading 36 steals for the leadoff man who has been wiped out. Now with nobody on ahead of him and two outs on the board is Steele Walker. And from the left side, they're going to shift three men to the right side of the infield against him. Wiles out of the full line delivers and Walker watches a pitch. So no three pitch bottom of the first for Wiles. Although he does deliver a seed right down the middle for a called strike one on a heater. Christian Lopes, the third baseman, all alone on the left side of the infield. Here's the 0-1. Walker takes low on a breaking ball. Call for ball one. It's Drew Jackson at shortstop tonight. Nate Mondu at second and Dalton Kelly at first. They're all lined up on the right side of the infield. McKinney in left, Luis Barrera in center, and Vince Fernandez in right still battling with the sun. Walker swings at a fastball, shoots it straight back to the screen on a foul ball to move the count 1-2. And Walker broke out of a slump last night. He had 3 hits and 80 at-bats. Coming into the last night, he had 3 hits and 4 ABs in the 10-1 win last night alone. He's behind 1-2. The pitch from Wiles. Taken for a called strike 3. Frozen with the cutter over the outside, and after giving up a single on the first pitch, Wiles gets a double play on the very next pitch and strikes out Steel Walker, looking to retire the side in 3 batters in a very quick and efficient bottom half of the first inning. No score from Round Rock between the Las Vegas Aviators and the Express. This is Las Vegas Aviators Baseball.
The Las Vegas Review Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to stationcasinosports.com or sign up at any station casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
No luck offensively for both the Aviators and the Express in their respective halves of the first inning. 3-batter, 6-pitch, bottom of the first for Wiles. He was excellent, including a double play and a strikeout to get through it in 3 hitters. It'll be the number 5 batter to get it going for Las Vegas in the top of the second. Still no score in the final game of 3. Billy McKinney, followed by Christian Lopes and Vince Fernandez. First 3 hitters up against Spencer Howard, who deals on his 18th pitch of the night. Tumbling a curveball, they'll tie it over the heart of the plate for a called strike 1 to McKinney. He's hitting .317 through 27 games with the Aviators. 5 homers to go along with 21 RBIs. Outfield's deep, especially Thompson in center. Infield straight up as Howard misses inside with a changeup. Howard mainly works off the fastballs. 70 grade heater on the 20 to 80 scale, and he likes to work it up, especially in late counts and at-bats. See what he comes with on 1-1. It's the fastball. It's outside at 94 against McKinney. Howard traded a year ago in a 6-player trade hours before the deadline on July 30th last summer. Sent from Philadelphia to Texas. McKinney watches another fastball. Another one off the outside to move the count 3-1. Howard moved in a last-second deal with a ton of players involved as McKinney watches a called ball 4. First walk, second free batter that Howard has put on after he hit Shea Langeliers in the first inning. McKinney becomes the second base runner without the benefit of a hit. That'll bring up Christian Lopes with a runner on and nobody out. Howard, treated by the Phillies in return for veteran right-handers Kyle Gibson and Ian Kennedy, among others. And it's really the Phillies trying to supplement the back end of their bullpen and their pitching staff. Lopes takes outside, right-handed hitting third baseman, ahead 1-0. .249 average for Lopes through 48 games. 2 home runs, 21 RBIs. Made his major league debut earlier this year with Oakland after 10 years in the minors. Checks the swing on a 1-0 slider fading outside. A good watch by Lopes, who was in the lineup last night at second base batting 7th. Finished 2-for-3 with a double. His double in the 5th inning was the first of only 4 hits for Las Vegas last night. Cole Wynn was sterling over 6 2/3 innings. Lopes takes a 2-0 slider. An aggressive pitch there by Howard, going right after him with a breaking ball. And Lopes with an approach for sure, able to watch it. Howard's had big league time with both Philadelphia and Texas over the last 2 years. Check swing, ground ball rolled foul on the first base side on yet another slider. Picked up in front of the Las Vegas first base visiting side bullpen. For Howard, the big league number is not quite where he wants it, although he was pretty good in his debut in 2020. Waited till the end of the year in the COVID-shortened season. Big league debut with the Phillies. He's set on 2-2. A look to first at McKinney. He deals to the dish as Lopes rips one down the left field line. If it stays fair, it's extra bases. A foul ball. Not a lot of room down in the corners. It's 330 to the left field pole and 325 to right. It was the similar area to where Lopes ripped his double last night. It was his 12th, make it his 11th double of the year. Count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes with Vince Fernandez awaiting on deck. McKinney held on by Soleil at first. Arias at second, shaded up the middle. Big hole on the right side of the infield. Meanwhile, a throw to first sends McKinney diving back in head first and safely. Well, that 2020 year, which featured the major league debut for Spencer Howard, 6 starts all at the end of the season. A 1-2 record, a 5.92 ERA. Struck out 23 hitters over 24 and a third innings of the big league level. Here's his 2-2 offering. Lopes takes a called strike 3. He knew it right away. Howard spun a slider in there. And backwards K is his 3rd punch out of the night. 52nd strikeout of the year in just over 40 innings. And with one out, one on, Vince Fernandez digs in from the left side. And Howard started the 2022 season with the Texas Rangers. Made 3 outings, including 1 start. He was clubbed all over the place. Runner breaks from first. Pitch down in the dirt. The throw from the catcher, Kruger, is high. It's late. And sliding in feet first and safely is McKinney. He's 2-for-2 since joining the Las Vegas roster in terms of stolen bases. Langoliers swiped second in the first inning as well. So already 2 stolen bases for Las Vegas. They've got 48 on the year. They've caught stealing 13 times, although they don't run that often. You want to compare him to the Express? You really can't, with Bubba Thompson stealing 36 bases alone out of the 75 which they've garnered. Fernandez checks the swing. A fastball called for strike one nonetheless over the outside. A ball and a strike to Fernandez, who in 50 appearances this year, batting 301 with 8 home runs, 30 RBIs. Howard was 0-1 with a 12.15 ERA for the Rangers before being sent down. Fernandez slaps a fastball back to the screen. A ball and 2 strikes to the right fielder. He was initially placed on the 10-day injured list in April after his 3 appearances. And then when he was back, made 1 relief outing and sent down to Round Rock, where he's thrown 9 turns around the rotation heading into the night. This being his 10th on a Thursday. A look to second. He deals on 1-2. Slider going in off the back hip of Fernandez is called for ball 2 to even it up. That one win in 2020 that he earned for Philadelphia is still his only win at the major league level. Between Philly and the Rangers last year in the major leagues and split outings, he was 0-2 with a 5.72 ERA and 0-3 with a 9.7 earned run average, respectively. He deals to Fernandez, who swings and rips one foul down the first base side into the netting right in front of a series of fans. Fernandez all over that breaking pitch from Howard. 32 pitches, 17 strikes thus far for Spencer Howard. Meanwhile, it took Colin Wiles 6 and 5, respectively, to get through the first inning. He was excellent. After the foul ball, here comes another 2-2 from Howard. He delivers. Fernandez offers it a fastball way out of the zone for strike 3. Second strikeout of the second inning, the 4th of the game. As Howard's retired 4 out of 5 outs via the K. Standing in, trying to extend the inning from the left side is the first baseman, Dalton Kelly. A hit here would bring his average over the Mendoza line. Enters into this AB, 199 on the batting average. 8 home runs, 28 RBIs for Kelly.
out of the stretch. First pitch swing and a foul ball hit way out of play beyond the third base back. Kelly batted at the bottom of the lineup last night and served as a designated hitter. Finished just 0-for-3. In today's day and age of increased offense, if you're only getting three at-bats in a game, it means that your team struggled. That's exactly the case. One run on four hits last night for Las Vegas. He swings at an 0-1 pitch, hits it straight back, just off the ceiling of the press level. As Kelly has quickly fallen behind, nothing and two. Last year with Durham AAA for Tampa, club 27 homers, 74 RBIs. Does have 8 home runs and 28 RBIs this year. Significantly less playing time. Howard deals on 0-2. Kelly swings and misses. Beautiful curveball tumbling underneath the bat at 78 on the radar gun. After a leadoff walk, Billy McKinney then swipes second, but Lopes, Fernandez, and Kelly all strike out behind him. Howard has struck out 5 out of 6 outs in which he's recorded. And through an inning and a half, still no score with the Aviators hitless. It's the Round Rock Express against the Las Vegas Aviators coming up at the bottom of inning number 2.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of 3 PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
No score between the Aviators and the Express. Bottom of the second begins with the middle third of the home lineup with Sam Huff, the Express designated hitter, standing in from the right side against Colin Wiles. The tall right-hander deals out of the full windup as the first pitch is slapped back by Huff for strike one. Nothing going for Las Vegas in their half of the second. Billy McKinney walked, stole second, but 3 straight strikeouts following. And the side retired in 4 batters for the second straight frame. The 0-1 to Huff, nicely spotted over the outside. Good cutter with some severe movement away from a right-handed batter for strike 2. Huff sitting 274 on the year. 20 RBIs on 10 home runs. A lot of solo shots mixed in. Third ball on 0-2, misses way outside. Right on right matchup goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Huff followed by Solak and Ibanez. Wiles is really coming into his own in the month of June. This is his 5th start of the month on the final day. There's his 1-2 delivery to the dish as Huff hits it high in the air to right center. Playable for the right fielder Fernandez, who comes in, calls off Luis Barrera, and tracks it down. Still battling with the sun out there, but Vince able to grab it for out number 1. 4 up and 4 down for Colin Wiles, who had 2 outs through 2 pitches in the first. Bubba Thompson singled to left, and Ezekiel Duran rounded into a 6-4-3 twin killing immediately following. Got Steele Walker to take a called strike 3 to end the first, and Huff to fly out to right. Brings up Nick Solak, right-handed batting left fielder, who stands tall in the box, curled up in the back of it. First pitch from Wiles, nicely spotted heater, painting black over the outside for strike 1. Solak is a 40-man roster member of the Rangers, 27-year-old out of Woodridge, Illinois. 5'10", 185 pounds. Solak, spelled S-O-L-A-K. Curveball missing outside on 0-1 to even it up. Wiles in the month of June so far, 2-1 with a 4.98 ERA. He had an earned run average north of 9 in the month of May, so great by comparison. Solak hits this 1-1 pitch on the ground, is short, picked up by Jackson on the third hop. Sets the feet, fires a dart across the infield, and plenty of time to retire Solak. Two up and two away for Wiles in the second. Andy Ibañez digging in as we speak from the right side. The big numbers for Wiles through his 21 and two-thirds innings coming in the month of June, 22 strikeouts to just four walks. He's got 22 of his 48 strikeouts coming into the night here in the month of June. Ibañez wearing the unique number 77. Native of Havana, Cuba. A stocky frame at 5'11", 210. Watches the first pitch bouncing in at 85 for ball one. Start of the year with the big league club. Ibañez batting just 178 with a home run and four RBIs, playing in 12 games before tonight with Round Rock. Wiles takes the sign from Langoliers. Here's the 1-0. Ibañez sticks the bat head out and fouls one straight back. That'll go off the facade in front of the suite level and bounce back down above the Aviators' dugout on the first base side. 1-1 count to Ibañez. Homered among his two hits last night. Two-run shot in the first inning was his first since joining the club. Spent the first 40 games of his season in the major leagues with the Rangers. Still battling with the sun on the right side of the outfield as Wiles sees a foul ball hit in that direction, but that'll fade out of play into the concourse for strike two. Ibañez 0-for-3 in the opening game of the set, followed by the 2-for-4 performance last night. Singled in the third and scored before he lined out and grounded out to round out the outing. Here's the 1-2. Wiles fires. Ibañez takes. It's a called ball. And Wiles had the strikeout strut going back towards the first base dugout, but instead he's got to throw at least one more pitch with Josh Saleh awaiting on deck. Deuces Wild in the second. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and nobody on in the scoreless game. Wiles deals from the full line. Ibañez takes one just low. Man, Colin has been ever so close on these last two offerings specifically. Great plate vision by Ibañez. Watch him for balls 2 and 3 respectively. So now the count full. Nobody on ahead of him. Wiles delivers in the payoff offering. Ibañez checks the swing, rolls one back to the pitcher. He's slow to get off the mound. Wiles is able to recover in time and throw the underhand flip to first base in plenty of time to retire Ibañez, who was sauntering down the line himself. A 1-2-3 second inning. It's been 6 up and 6 down on a base hit and a double play for Colin Wiles. The bats looking to back him up as we head to the top of the third with no score between the Aviators and the Round Rock Express.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip now at visitlaughlin.com. Top of the third inning from Del Diamond in Round Rock, Texas. Drew Jackson, number 9 hitter in the Aviators lineup, to lead it off against Spencer Howard, who spins an overhand 12-6 curveball at the knees for a called strike one. Jackson, followed by Luis Barrera and Nate Mondu. 9-1-2 due up for Las Vegas. The 0-1 fastball at the letters is a called strike at 94. Jackson quickly in an 0-2 hole. Tonight's his 40th appearance for the Aviators, batting 239 with a home run and 13 RBIs. Jackson getting the start at short tonight. Fastball over the outside for a called strike three. A three-pitch strikeout is the fourth consecutive K for Howard. He's got six on the night already. Six out of the seven outs he's recorded have come via the K. His season high is 9 on the 19th of June against Sugarland. Well on the way there. Just 2 1/3 innings. One out, nobody on, ahead of Luis Barrera. Barrera, the center fielder, flied out to center field in the first inning. Howard starts him out with a curveball, falling in for strike one. Same pitch he threw Jackson to begin the at-bat. Howard has not tossed deep into games typically. Hasn't pitched past 5 innings yet on the year. Barrera able to hold up on a check swing. A pitch fading outside on a changeup. Watch for ball one. There is a good reason, at least in the eyes of player personnel, peoples, why Howard has not thrown much in his big league career, or even in his AAA career as of yet. Barrera goes the other way, flies one deep to left. Heading back is Solak, just shy of the warning track. The left fielder sticks both hands up and will make the catch, retiring Barrera. Fun fact here is the only two outs not via the K have come on Barrera flyouts in the first and now the third innings. Two up and two down here in the third. Brings up Nate Mondu with nobody on, and Nate struck out in the first inning. But for Howard, he dealt with a lot of shoulder trouble. Nothing with the labrum, nothing would require any surgery on a rotator cuff or anything like that, but bicep tendonitis on the right shoulder. Mondu misses, or takes one inside, rather. He started dealing with the issues on the 19th, or 2019, I should say. It's kind of come back and forth throughout the next three seasons. Mondu fouls a fastball back into the mitt to even the count at one. And Howard, at the major league level last year, really when those shoulder troubles started to rear their head yet again. Biggest area it affects him is in terms of his fastball velocity. Mondu grounds this one, just foul, off the hand of the first base coach Jason Hart. Ball and two strikes to Nate Mondu, playing in his 45th game of the year. Then Phillies manager Joe Girardi said that they really wanted to take it slow with Howard because of his really, really high potential. This one really, really low on a curveball that bounced about 6 feet in front of the plate and skips back to the backstop, evening up the count at two to Nate Mondu. Even Rangers current manager Chris Woodward said that Howard had to earn his way into the rotation. 2-2 to Mondu is fouled out of play down the left field line. Fastball that Nate was just able to get a piece of. A lot of people saying that every pitch he throws in March is when he doesn't throw in September. You like the reasoning. You like for him to be able to throw in both. A swing and a line drive to center field. Playable for Thompson. Center fielder just in front of the warning track makes the catch. I don't think Mondu could have hit that one any straighter to center field. Another 1-2-3 inning. This time, Spencer Howard features just one strikeout. He's got six on the night through three innings. Aviators don't have a hit yet, although they have two base runners thus far. Back with the bottom of the third inning. The score, nothing-nothing between Round Rock and Las Vegas.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP premium lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Bottom of inning number three, still no score on one combined hit through 2.5 innings between the Aviators and the Express. Colin Wiles has been excellent so far. Gave up a hit on the first pitch he threw, but has not allowed a base runner since. That'll bring up Josh Soleil, the number 7 batter in the lineup for Round Rock to get it started, followed by Dismal Arias and Jack Kruger. On a 3 up against Wiles. Soleil with a home run last night, giving him 5 on the year along 15 RBIs. Finished 2-for-4 yesterday, batting .313 in limited outings. Wiles takes a fastball, dishes it to the outside. Soleil had 1-ball, no strikes. First inning for the Aviators in the top of the third, in which they put multiple balls in play. Herrera and Mondu flied out after Jackson struck out on 3 pitches to begin the inning. Collins spins a slider through the back door, called for strike one. Spencer Howard, meanwhile, has needed 48 pitches to get through 3 innings, although he has struck out 6 batters. Here's the 22nd pitch of the night for Wiles on 1-1. Soleil offers up and misses badly on a breaking ball, falling beneath the bat at 84. Changeup for Wiles. Fastball, cutter, slider, and changeup. 4-pitch mix for the Overland Park, Kansas native. Who was originally with the Texas Rangers organization, drafted, played out the entirety of his 7-year rookie deal. Spent all last year here in AA Round Rock, AAA Round Rock. This is just outside with a fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count to Soleil. Spelled S-A-L-E. This is the final matchup at home for the Aviators against the Express, but they'll take them on the next 3 days at Las Vegas Ballpark in a 6-game split series. 2-2 pitch, just outside. Wiles has been nibbling at the corners all night. Now with no exception, and Soleil with great vision there to take it for ball three. Got a wide open stance from the left side. No batting gloves with an infield shift against him. Here's the 3-2 payoff. Swung on, grounded foul by about a foot down the first base side. It's a bounce off the tarp, and the second baseman Mondu's going to make the flip into the seats. The Soleil with a really inspirational story. It could have gone the exact other way. After being drafted in the first round by the Rays, struggled with discipline and addiction, and back and professional baseball. Really good to see him out there. A 3-2 pitch yet again. A called strike three. Wiles pulled the string on a changeup. Soleil checked the swing, but it's a called strike three nonetheless. 2 strikeouts for Wiles gives him 50 on the year. It also matches the entirety of last night's game. Round Rock struck out just twice. It was the first batter of the game and the second to last batter of the game. Amount that they've struck out on the year. They also hit their most home runs with 5. 1 out, nobody on for Arias, the second baseman. Right-handed hitter. Takes a first pitch fastball just high. Wiles falls behind, a ball, no strikes. In 20 games, Arias a .313 average with a homer and 12 RBIs. He's out of the lineup last night. Hits this one in the air to right. Drifting back is Fernandez. Stops, battles with the sun, but is able to make the catch just to the left of the chest. The sun covering center field and right field, but as it sets beyond the third base bleacher seats, shade starting to encompass the entirety of the playing surface. As day fades tonight, just outside of Austin, Texas. 2 up and 2 away rather quickly yet again for Colin Wiles. He's been extremely proficient tonight. First at bat of the series for Jack Kruger, Rivera watches a curveball low. Right on right matchup goes a ball and no strikes. Kruger was picked up on waivers in May of last year. DFA'd a couple of days afterwards, signed as a minor league free agent in the offseason. Can't catch up to a breaking pitch at 85. He's well early and swings and misses at strike one. Kruger's one of three catchers listed on the roster, with Yoel Pozo listed on the inactive list currently. Kruger's playing in just his 13th game for the Express on the year as he takes a nicely spotted heater over the outside for strike two. Ball and two strikes to the number nine batter with seven hits and 28 at-bats, 250 average, no homers, and a pair of RBIs for Kruger. Wiles takes the sign from Langoliers. The 1-2. Rounded to the left side, picked up by the shortstop, Jackson. Fires a sidearm strike across the diamond in plenty of time, and that's in there for out number three, with Wiles going nine up and nine down after giving up a leadoff single on the first pitch he threw. Great job of recovering, and has been dominant against his former team. We've played a third of a ball game through three innings full. No offense either way. The score between Las Vegas and Round Rock, 0-0.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769. For 21 and older.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Philly Chevy is a place to buy.
Woo! 3, 4, and 5, due up in the Las Vegas lineup. Here in a scoreless ball game. Back with the top of the fourth inning. Matt Nevert in for Russ Langer. Aviators return home tomorrow to take on Round Rock for another three games as Langoliers takes a curveball down low. Shea hit by a pitch in the left arm back in the first inning. Stole second. His second steal of the year before Dermis Garcia struck out behind him at the end of the inning. Ahead, nothing and two now. Rather, 1-1 as Howard evens the count with a fastball. All for strike one. Howard working with tempo here. Sets the feet, delivers. His pitch way outside for ball two. Good watch by Langoliers, who's evolved into one of the top prospects in all of baseball. He's the sixth highest-rated catcher by MLB Pipeline. It's the number one prospect in the A's organization. Takes a 2-1 slider down and outside. Well ahead at 3-1. Langoliers was in the lineup when Howard pitched against the Aviators on June 8th at Las Vegas Ballpark. Faced him twice, flied out to center, and walked against him. It's this one back up the middle on a chopper. The shortstop, Durant, grabs it behind the bag. A 360 spin and a throw to first that's in time. What a play from another highly heralded prospect in Ezekiel Duran. 6-3 in the scorecard. Great play. Had to cover plenty of ground. And the throw beat Langoliers barely. If that thing bounces whatsoever, Shea is going to be safe at first. But instead, Duran fired an absolute missile over to first base for the first out of the game, for the inning, rather. Here's Garcia, who, as mentioned, struck out to end the first inning. Six strikeouts so far for Spencer Howard through 3 1/3. First pitch to Garcia. Swung on and hit sky high, straight behind the mound within the infield. Shortstop Duran calling off the first baseman Soleil. They'll make a two-hand grab above the head for the out. Two up, two down quickly. Duran, the shortstop, involved in both. Billy McKinney, two up with nobody on ahead of him. Billy walked in the second. He stole second as well. Aviators without a base hit so far. The only hit for Round Rock was on the first pitch that Colin Wiles threw. And Bubba Thompson was wiped out immediately on a Duran double play ball. So McKinney's in without an at-bat on the night. So he takes a curveball. Spun in there nicely for a called strike one by Howard. Started the year with Texas, as mentioned, and placed on the injured list, but not for the shoulder fatigue that has plagued him throughout his career. He was placed on the injured list at the end of April with blisters and thumbnail cracking on his right throwing hand. McKinney takes a breaking ball for strike two. The second time that he's actually had blister and fingernail issues. The way that a lot of these pitchers are throwing nowadays, especially the guys that throw hard, they really dig the tips of the front two fingers in their throwing hand into the seams. McKinney takes high. Ball one called on the fastball. Howard was the number one prospect in the Phillies organization for 2 years straight. Takes a special type of player to accomplish that feat as he misses down and inside on a curveball. I mentioned how efficient Colin Wiles has been in the month of June. Howard has bested him. 2-0 so far with a 3.24 ERA. Been really good tonight as well. So McKinney reaches for one outside, swings and misses at strike three. It's the seventh strikeout for Howard. He's thrown just four innings. The only two base runners on, a hit by pitch and a walk. No hits yet for Las Vegas through four times up. Round Rock will send the top of their lineup to up in the bottom of the fourth with no score between Las Vegas and the Express.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
As Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and much more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved today. It's been a pitcher's duel, if nothing else, so far tonight, with Spencer Howard and Colin Wiles dueling to the tune of a 0-0 score, entering into the bottom of inning number four. First pitch to Bubba Thompson, the leadoff man, is just outside on a cutter. Right-on-right matchup starts out 1-0. Thompson with the only hit for either side so far tonight. Hit the first pitch of the game into left field. Squares to bunt, puts it straight back to the screen on a foul ball. Third baseman Lopes was shaded in front of the bag, guarding against that very play. Thompson unable to get it down into the field of play. Thompson followed by Duran and Walker, top three batters in the lineup. Here in the bottom of the fourth. No score thus far. Wiles, 1-1 pitch is hit in the air to center field. Going back is Barrera. He's at the track, running out of room at the wall. This one's gone. Just clearing the yellow line at the 400-foot marker atop the center field fence. Bo Bubba Thompson knocks his eighth home run of the year. He's got the only two hits of the game, and the Express jump out to a 1-0 lead in the fourth. Belt high fastball that Thompson clobbered to straightaway center field. No other way to spin it. That was a mistake pitch from Wiles. The score, Bubba Thompson 1, Aviators 0. Here's Ezekiel Duran. Grounded into a double play in the first inning on the second pitch of the frame. Take outside on a slider for ball one. Thompson now with 8 home runs and 33 RBIs so far. At the top of the lineup, those are some good numbers. Duran hits this one straight up in the air. Foul ground on the third base side. Third baseman Lopes comes in, calls off the catcher Langoliers, and is able to glove it with two hands above the head. Duran moves to nothing for two with the pop out to the third baseman. A great job by Lopes there of taking charge early, because that can be among the toughest plays in baseball. The catcher having to head out on a pop fly straight up in the air. Lopes taking the guesswork out of it for Langoliers. So a good follow-up for Wiles after allowing his 14th home run of the year. It's the easy put out to Duran. Brings up Steele Walker from the left, who swings to the first pitch and fouls it straight back off the hands. Wind blowing stoutly out to left field, with only Vince Fernandez in right field standing in the sun. 95 degrees at the time of first pitch, but very humid. Feels hotter than that to be sure. The 0-1 to Walker. Hit up in the air. Fair territory down the first base side. They were shifted over there, so it'll be the shortstop Jackson not having to move. I don't think he took a step to the left or the right as it fell into the glove at the chest right where Jackson was positioned. People who say the shift doesn't work have never seen that, because Jackson was positioned absolutely perfectly for the pop-out. Quickly two away after the home run on a pair of weakly tapped flyouts. Brings up Sam Huff, who skied out to right to begin the second inning in his only plate appearance thus far. Checks the swing on a pitch down low. Yes, he did on the appeal, says the first base umpire Darius Ghani, the crew chief. Nothing in one count to Huff, who, like many of the Express batsmen, have been at the major league level either last year or this year. Wiles out of the full wind, dealing from the first base side of the rubber. There's a fastball nicely placed over the outside part of the dish. Brought back in by Shea Langoliers. And Huff quickly falls behind, nothing and two. Seventh round pick in the 2016 draft. Huff stares down the first rounder Wiles. Curveball's well outside, bouncing in the left-handed batter's box at 79. Wiles was originally competitive ballots round A pick, number 53 overall in 2012. Rangers bottom out of a commitment to Vanderbilt. Here's the 1-2. Huff hits it to short. Charging is Jackson. Grabs it. Throws it off the back foot. Nice stretch down the line by Kelly. Retires the side in order following the leadoff home run by Bubba Thompson. It's been the only offense so far in the game as Thompson has a single and a home run. Everybody else, zero hits combined. Through four innings full, it's 1-0 with the Express leading over the Aviators.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
They say one great thing leads to another. and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Round Rock jumps ahead 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning on a Bubba Thompson solo home run to get the frame started. Colin Wiles, though, great job of recovering following three weakly hit balls, retiring the side, in just 11 pitches, including the long ball. Top of the fifth begins with Christian Lopes in the number six spot in the Aviators lineup. First pitch from Spencer Howard. Big breaking ball in for a called strike one. Lopes, Fernandez, Kelly. 6-7 and 8 hitters due up for Las Vegas. Now batting from behind for the first time. No hits so far allowed by Howard. As he misses outside with a fastball to even it up to Lopes. Lopes came up with one out in the fifth inning last night. The Aviators had not recorded a hit yet either off of Cole Wynn. And it was Lopes breaking up a no-hit bid with a double down the left field line. Watches a letter-high fastball. 94 miles an hour for a called strike two. Lopes so far today in his only plate appearance struck out looking. One of the seven strikeouts for Howard. Season high nine, two starts ago. He's set. The pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, on the appeal. Darius Ghani at first base brings Christian Lopes up. It's his second strikeout of the night. It's the eighth of the evening for Howard. Give him number 57 on the year. Howard racking up this punch outs. Struck out McKinney to end the fourth, sets down Lopes to begin the fifth, and brings up Vince Fernandez, who struck out against him in the second. Fernandez, aside from Vimael Machin, the top hitter in the month of June, rather, for the Aviators. He'll swing the first pitch and pop it high in the air to center field. Sprinting in and towards the left center field gap is Bubba Thompson. A little bunny hop as he makes the catch on the run. Quickly two away in the fifth inning for Las Vegas. Fernandez drops to 0-2. Brings up Dalton Kelly, first baseman who struck out swinging in the second. But for Fernandez in June, who was a 333 hitter, Vimael Machin with the call-up to the big leagues today, the main reason, he batted 400 over 23 games. 38 hits in 95 at-bats for Vimael Machin in the month of June. Kelly takes up and away. Right on left matchup goes one ball, no strikes. The numbers for Machin in the month of June were just gaudy. 58 total bases in 23 games. Each base at a 477 clip in the month. He's at 401 on the year in terms of the on-base percentage. Changeup inside backs Kelly away. Two balls, no strikes. The first baseman way ahead. He's choked up on the bat. Hands held down by the waist. Takes a changeup on 2-0. Call for strike one on the outer half. Just putting a bow on the numbers for Machin in June. 11 strikeouts to 14 walks. Two home runs, three triples, eight doubles. The on-base plus slugging over 1,000 at 1.088. Kelly launches one straight back. A foul ball clearing the ballpark. And that'll bring the count to 2-2 with two outs and nobody on here. Express lead 1-0. One run on two hits. All the offense in the game by Bubba Thompson. Aviators, zero runs, zero hits so far. 2-2 curveball right down the middle for a called strike three. Kelly down on strikes for the second time. It's now a 9-strikeout performance for Spencer Howard through five innings. He has not gone past five or struck out more than nine. We'll see what they elect to do with him in the sixth. Bottom of the fifth, upcoming from Round Rock. The Express leading the Aviators 1-0.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders. And we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo!
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Sink your teeth into the new Primal Cravings menu and Beyond Raptor Burger at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy or awaken your primal cravings with the new Primal menu featuring prime rib or the Beyond Raptor Burger. Meal so epic you might want to roar outside the store. Colin Wiles toes the slab for the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 Round Rock on top of Las Vegas. His first pitch is a heater. Low call for ball one to the right-handed batting left fielder Nick Solak. Spencer Howard has been as good as you can get through five innings on the mound for the Round Rock Express. The 0-1 to Solak is slapped down the right field side. Fernandez fading towards the corner. This one drops fair. Rounding first, heading to second is Solak. Fernandez fires one straight through to the bag. It's not in time. Sliding in feet first and safely is Solak with a leadoff double. It's his sixth double of the year. It's just the third hit of the night for either side. All three of them. The Round Rock Express. Andy Ibañez in from the right with a runner on second and nobody out. Check swing dribbler right back to Wiles to wrap up a 1-2-3 second inning. Now, the one thing for Wiles tonight, even though he's behind by the slimmest of margins trailing 1-0, he's been efficient with the pitch count. He'll deal out of the stretch here to Ibañez, who backs away from a fastball by the chest for ball one. A 6-pitch first, followed by a 13-pitch second and a 13-pitch third for Wiles. Even though he allowed the Thompson home run, 9 pitches later, he was out of the inning, featuring just 11 total offerings in the fourth. This is inside yet again to Ibañez, who backs away. 2 balls, no strikes to the Cuban third baseman tonight. But for Howard, 9 strikeouts through 5 innings. He's thrown 69 pitches, 43 for strikes. And no action as of yet in the Round Rock bullpen. Remember, Howard hasn't thrown more than 5 innings yet on the year. Ibañez offers up at a slider tailing away from him. Can't catch it, and the count goes 2 balls and 1 strike. Now looking out in the Round Rock bullpen as we speak, no real inclination for anybody to warm up. They're all just kind of hanging out there, as bullpen arms tend to do. Meanwhile, here comes the 2-1 to Ibañez. Wiles fires. Ibañez takes inside yet again on a ball that bounces in and out of the glove of the catcher Langoliers. Number 6 batter for Round Rock, well ahead, 3 balls to a strike, with Josh Saleh awaiting on deck. Wiles with 2 strikeouts thus far. A lot of ground outs this evening as well. Typically more of a fly ball pitcher. Ibañez hits this one on the ground the other way, scooped up by the first baseman Kelly. Wiles, the pitcher, over to first base to cover. He's able to win the foot race against Ibañez, score that one 3-1 in the scorecard at home. Meanwhile, heads he base running for Solak, who goes from second to third on Ibañez's ground out. He's grounded out twice, once 1-3 in the book, once 3-1 in the book here in the fifth. So one out, and an insurance run 90 feet away on third base in a 1-0 game. Josh Saleh stands in from the left with a wide open stance. It was a strikeout victim back in the third. Took a called strike 3 to begin the frame. 3 men shifted to the right side of the infield as Saleh takes a hefty cut but can't miss it. Can't catch it, rather. He does miss it in the changeup. Goes for strike 1. In a normal situation like this, all 4 infielders would be about halfway in, and they are. It's just a unique look with 3 infielders all in the base path on the right side. Saleh lifts the hands over a fastball for ball 1. Meanwhile, Lopes at 3rd all alone over there. about even with the bag, taking a step behind it as we speak, and just past the cutout in fair territory with Solak taking a lead. Here's the 1-1. Soleil, it's a ground ball to Mondu. The runner goes. The throw to the plate is in time. Langoliers doesn't get the tag down. Solak scores. It's a 2-0 game. Oh, the throw beat him there by a mile. Solak slid around the outside of the bag. Langoliers missed the tag. Solak missed the base. It was on the second effort. The base runner just kind of reached the arm around and tagged home plate. It was a foot-first slide initially, and I think that's part of the reason why Langoliers wasn't able to get the tag on him. He slid way outside the base path and was trying to swipe it with the left hand on the way by. Solak scores on a fielder's choice, and it's a 2-0 game. Second baseman Arias in from the right side. Swings at the first pitch. It's a ground ball through the infielders on the left side of the Aviators defense for a base hit. Up to second is Soleil. Just as easily could have been a 1-0 game with two outs and a runner on first. Instead, Round Rock up 2-0. Soleil to second. Arias to first with his first hit of the night. Funny how quickly things can turn in the game of baseball. Jack Kruger in from the right. Take a look at our Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard in a moment. Kruger, the ground out to short to end the third in his only prior plate appearance of the night and the series. Watching all the way on a fastball that rides inside at 88 for a called strike one. They're tied at 2 in El Paso. Oklahoma City and El Paso doing battle. That game in the top of the third. The Dodgers batting right now. Matchup of the PCL East's top two teams. Wiles turns a look at second, but no throw. If he would have fired it, likely would have had Soleil caught dead to rights. Wiles looking a bit upset with himself that he didn't throw it. Second baseman Mondu was near enough. Wiles double clutched and gave Soleil enough time. He's got a good sized lead, so does Arias, with no hold on behind him at first. Kruger swings at the 0-1 pitch and fouls it off the mask of the catcher. Quickly nothing and two against the backstop. Sugarland blanking Albuquerque to this point and adding on to the damage. They've scored four runs in the third inning and are still batting. How about this? They've yet to record an out. Four runs and counting before the first out of the third inning for the Space Cowboys. The 0-2 to Kruger, lifted to center. Heading in is Barrera, still sprinting in as a center fielder. He won't get it. It drops in front. The runners had tagged up. The throw to third is in time. A nice pick by Lopes to retire Soleil on a bloop single by Kruger. And Barrera made it look like he was going to be able to get there. Turned on the jets. It bounced in front of him. His throw was way up the line and bouncing. Lopes looking like a first baseman over there. A great pick as he fell over. The second out of the fifth. Two outs, runners on first and second with Arias at second, Kruger on first. Here's Bubba Thompson, a real challenge for Colin Wiles. Thompson 2-for-2 with a home run and a single. Slider outside for ball one. Sacramento and Reno getting started in about an hour and 15 minutes from Northern Nevada. Going to be keeping a close eye on that one with Reno trailing Las Vegas for first place by 3.5. A late start between Salt Lake and Tacoma at 7:05 on the West Coast. Wiles buries a fastball low. Now it goes 2-0 to Thompson. Thompson's 2-for-2 tonight, but when the Express and the Aviators did battle on June 7th with Wiles on the mound at Las Vegas Ballpark, Thompson was 0-for-3 against him. Only three batters in the lineup tonight played against the Aviators in that contest. Wiles missing just away for a called ball. Count goes 3-0 quickly to Thompson. Two out, two on in a 2-0 ball game. Wiles can not really afford to put another base runner on with Ezekiel Duran, highly heralded top prospect, awaiting on deck. Looking to come back from 3-0. Wiles set. A deep breath as he does so. Right-hander will deliver. Thompson watching all the way on a fastball right down Broadway for a called strike one. and our scores around the Pacific Coast League and our Hash House at Go-Go scoreboard check-in. The Athletics in Seattle. Adrian Martinez, starting pitcher tonight for the Athletics. Congrats to Adrian. Congrats to Vimael Machin as well. As Thompson swings and misses. A hefty cut on a cutter fading away outside. So the count goes full. Vimael Machin not in the starting lineup tonight for Oakland, but Sky Bolt is. Bolt batting fifth and playing in center field. Here's the 3-2 payoff pitch. The runners don't go. The throw to second is in time. Wiles picked the foot, turned to second. Arias cut dead to right to end the inning. Second time that Wiles has turned towards second. First time he's thrown, and a really heads-up play with a full count and two down. Wiles limits the damage to a run on three hits, one man left on. And through five innings full, the score, Round Rock 2, Las Vegas nothing.
Hey, Chuck, can you break down this whole debt treadmill issue for us?
There are a lot of payday loan companies out there, and some of them trap you on a debt treadmill. It means you keep paying interest, roll over your loan, or borrow money from one company to pay back another loan. Your principal never goes down, and it's not good.
Okay, so look out for that. How does it work at Dollar Loan Center?
We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment you make at Dollar Loan Center. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great. Major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at your principal.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You could also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Attack on run for the Express in the bottom of the fifth inning brings us to the top of the sixth with Round Rock leading over Las Vegas 2-0. Matt Nevert in for Russ Langer. Las Vegas returns home tomorrow for a brief three-game series against these very same Round Rock Express. 9-1-2 due up for the Aviators. Spencer Howard pitching into the sixth inning for the first time this year. His first pitch is fouled straight down by Drew Jackson. The slider launched off the front foot. Jackson hobbling around the right-handed batter's box. Howard, 9 strikeouts through 5 innings, both of those tying season highs. That first pitch gets him into the 6th for the first time. He had thrown 5 innings exactly in his last 5 starts. The 0-1 to Jackson, hit on a line. Diving is the shortstop to Rand on a backhand, but it's off his glove and into left field. Should be ruled a base hit, the first of the night for Las Vegas. Jackson put a charge into that one, and hit up on the board after 5-plus no-hit innings. Ezekiel Durant almost saved the no-no. Jackson hit a line drive that tailed away from him towards the line. Durant had it go off of his glove on a short hop. A for effort, but Jackson, speedy base runner on first with the first hit of the game to lead off the six. Back to the top of the lineup, it's Luis Barrera in from the left. Third baseman Abanya is playing in front of the bag. Luis takes a fastball at 91 high in the zone for a strike. Fastball's been up to 97 tonight for Howard. That one at 91. It's been the issue for him, both late in starts and late in seasons, is the fastball velocity tailing off. The guy who relies on the fastball, it's not wanted. So lofts one over to first base. Jackson back in head first and safely. Barrera with a pair of flyouts so far, 0 for 2. The month of June, Barrera hitting .227. Ground ball right back up the middle, gloved by Howard. The throw to the shortstop is in time. Durant's throw to first is there. A 1-6-3 double play, wiping out the first hit for the Aviators almost immediately. It's a shame because Barrera stung that pitch. They say you'd rather be lucky than good sometimes. That was the case for Howard. Just kind of stuck the glove out and had it go right into the webbing. 101.6 miles an hour off the bat by Barrera. He barreled it up to be sure. A great defensive play. Great turn at the bag by Duran. Left-handed batting Nate Mondu swings and fouls the first pitch straight back over the screen and into the seats. He'll fall behind nothing and one. Mondu. A line drive out to straightaway center field in the third. Following up a strikeout on the first. Howard flips a curveball that misses just low. A ball and a strike to Mondu. It's the mark of a good pitcher is being able to recover after getting hit. For Howard, limited damage so far tonight. Fastball up and away for a called ball two. Colin Wiles, he retired the next batter after giving up each of his two runs, so kind of in a similar ilk in terms of the recovery. Mondu watches down, now well ahead of three balls and a strike. One walk, one hit batsman, and one single. The only three base runners on tonight against Spencer Howard. Three-one. Mondu pops it up on the left side. Heading into shallow left field is the third baseman of Banyas. He'll call off the shortstop Duran and make the catch in fair territory for the third and final out of the sixth. After a leadoff single, the first hit of the night, a Barrera double play ball and a line drive missile, and a Mondu pop-out have the Aviators down in order in the top half of the sixth inning. Through five and a half, top of the Round Rock Express lineup two up in the sixth. The score, Round Rock 2, Las Vegas nothing.
With more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years, and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming. And fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape. At visitmesquite.com.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Catch up on the latest Las Vegas Aviators news? Well, don't miss the catch at Las Vegas Ballpark, where I'll take you through recaps of all the Aviators' home stands and a look at upcoming events at Las Vegas Ballpark. Don't be afraid to check out the catch on the Las Vegas Aviators YouTube channel. 2-0, Round Rock leading over Las Vegas here in the final game of three. The rubber match has been a pitcher's duel between Spencer Howard and Colin Wiles, who's back out for inning number six. Bubba Thompson was the batter. Runners on first and second and two down in the fifth inning. With a full count, both at Diesbel Arias off second and Jack Kruger took off. Only problem was that Wiles picked the leg, turned around, picked Arias off second easily. So a new set of balls and strikes for Thompson, who squares to bunt, pulls it back on a curveball that misses outside for ball one. I always wonder how that affects the mentality of a batter. You get geared up for an at-bat, and then you basically have to just reset in the next inning when you come up again with nobody on this time for Thompson. Takes a 1-0 curveball, this time finding the outer third. Great look on a sharp breaking pitch from Wiles. It's his 64th pitch of the night. He's been super efficient. Hasn't yet thrown 20 pitches in an inning. He deals out of the full wide on 1-1 and blows a fastball past the swinging Bubba Thompson to move the count 1-2.
Thompson singled and homered off of Wiles. The home run in the fourth inning was to straightaway center. Broke up a scoreless tie to that point. Here's the 1-2. Thompson swings and misses at strike three. So Wiles got into a two-strike count against Thompson in the fifth. Gets him 1-2 here in the sixth and sets him down swinging for the first out of the inning. First time that Thompson has been retired tonight. Ezekiel Duran sauntering in from the right side. And listen, two at-bats, including a double play that he grounded into back in the first inning. No action in either bullpen. Spencer Howard getting through six innings for the first time of the year. First pitch swinging is Duran. A foul ball laced out of play. Laid around on the heater. That one drops into the right field bleacher seats. Howard hadn't tossed even past five. He hadn't tossed into the sixth. And pretty good after giving up the first hit of the game to lead off the inning. Nice piece of hitting by Drew Jackson. As Duran launches this 0-1 pitch deep in the air to left field. Over into the corner is McKinney. It sneaks over the fence for a solo home run. Second home run of the night for the Round Rock Express. It's come from each of their two leadoff hitters. And Ezekiel Duran with his first Triple-A home run expands the lead to three. The 15th home run that Wiles has allowed on the year. One thing for Collins so far is that he's retired the next batter after giving up each of the first two runs of the game. He'll hope to keep that streak intact against Steele Walker. Left-handed batting right fielder who's hitless tonight for two. Three-man shift on the right side of the infield as Wiles misses low on a slider for ball one. Wiles had gotten through five innings full and 62 pitches. Meanwhile, for Howard, 78 pitches through six. It looks like they're going to let him try for the seventh. As Walker clobbers this one to right, but he hooks it foul. That one had plenty of velo off the bat and was just a little bit early. Walker, who had really been struggling in the month of June, a three-hit performance last night. It's this 1-1 pitch, sky high, shallow to straightaway center. Fading with the wind as the shortstop Jackson is called off by the center fielder Luis Barrera, who gloves it to make the catch. So Wiles continues the streak of retiring every batter after allowing a run. Three runs scored, three batters retired in order. The Barrera reception, we'll say, was the second out here of the sixth inning. Brings up Sam Huff, right-handed hitting designated batter. There's a step to the left around, not quite a shift, with Dalton Kelly way off the line. Huff checks the swing on a pitch in the dirt, able to hold up on the appeal. Darius Gotti signals safe. The home runs have been an issue for the Aviators, especially in the month of June. As a team, they've allowed the second most in the PCL. As Huff fouls one straight down, tipped off the end of the bat. Ball and a strike to Huff, who's nothing for two tonight. With two home runs allowed tonight, 114 given up in total for Las Vegas. Trailing only Albuquerque, who's allowed 130, the most in the minor leagues at any level. Wiles will deal out of the full windup here to Huff, who hits a ground ball back up the middle, shading towards the bag is Jackson. Shortstop picks it, fires a missile to first in time for the final out. But damage done yet again. The second home run of the night for Round Rock. Ezekiel Duran leaves the yard to left. And after six innings full, the Express with a 3-0 advantage over the Aviators.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
so many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
On to the seventh we go. Jay Langeliers up against Spencer Howard, pitching in uncharted waters here. First time he's gone past five innings on the year. And he deals a fastball, called for a strike to the right-handed batting Langeliers, who falls behind nothing and one. Jay was hit by a pitch in the first, swiped second for his fourth stolen base of the year. Grounded out to short to begin the fourth inning. Takes the fastball outside for ball one. And Shea runs well for a catcher. You hear Russ and I joking that he runs well for anybody. He does move well, especially for a catcher. Seriousness considered. Takes that fastball low. Third straight heater that Howard has offered in inning number seven. Two balls and a strike to Langeliers, who he told me that his goal was 10 stolen bases this year. He's 40% of the way there. It's this one into the air to right center field. Heading back is Walker. Right fielder in the gap. Tracks it down at the chest for out number one. Just to put the four stolen bases for Langeliers into context, he had never stolen more than one in a season prior to the 2022 campaign. He flies out here for the first out of the seventh. Second time he's let off the inning with a putout. Brings up Dermis Garcia, who's nothing for two against Spencer Howard. At his longest outing of the year, although he hasn't recorded a strikeout since the fifth. Garcia swings and misses at a slider for strike one. He struck out in the first inning, and popped out to short with the middle out of a 1-2-3 fourth. Nobody up behind Howard in the pen yet, but there are some bodies moving. Garcia gets a swing and a miss on a curveball. Garcia well ahead of 79 to move the count quickly, nothing and two. Next strikeout for Howard will be a season high. Not a career high, though. He's got plenty of double-digit strikeout games across his minor league career. The 0-2, Garcia watches up. That's ball for ball one. And that was the out pitch for Cole Wynn. You were with us last night. Wynn throwing 6 2/3 innings, striking out eight while allowing a run and a victory. The Express bats backed him up to the tune of a 10-1 win, but he was getting a ton of strikeouts on elevated fastballs with two strikes. See if Howard goes back to the well on 1-2 as he delivers. It's a fastball, but it's low for ball two. Watched well by Dermis Garcia. We're here in Round Rock. Mentioned yesterday in our Ted Weens trivia question, actor Will Ferrell made a pitching appearance for the Express as Garcia takes a called strike three. 10th strikeout of the night. New season high for Howard as he's through 6 2/3 innings scoreless to this point. Garcia set down on strikes for the second time. Here's Billy McKinney, who struck out and walked so far. Will Ferrell made a pitching appearance in 2010 when Round Rock was a double-A affiliate of the Astros under the pseudonym Rojo Johnson. It's all in support of a nearby golf tournament. Part of a foundation that gives scholarship to cancer survivors. McKinney takes a called strike one. Our Ted Lee's trivia question tonight is in relation to that. He faced exactly one batter, threw exactly one pitch, Rojo Johnson did. Who was the catcher that he threw to? McKinney watches outside. It's a name that you will know. He was a highly heralded prospect. He's still an active player in the major leagues. McKinney watches a curveball outside. This catcher came up in the Houston organization, left, and came back. There's your hint. Active catcher on the Astros caught Rojo Johnson's one pitch. McKinney swings and fouls a fastball down into the dirt for strike two. Just able to get a piece of the changeup from Howard. next pitch for the right-hander will be his 92nd, as there is a right-hander up behind him in the pen getting loose. Here's the 2-2 to McKinney. Down and in, ball three. Fastball at 95. Howard getting it all he's got in the seventh. The count full to McKinney with Lopes awaiting on deck. Nobody on, two outs in a 3-0 game with Round Rock leading. That catcher, of course, in our 10 Weeks Trivia answer, Jason Castro. As McKinney swings it, misses it, strike three. Howard likely done after seven innings of work. A season high in terms of the innings. A season high, 11 strikeouts. Including striking out the final two batters of the seventh. Free stretch break. Stretch time in Round Rock. Get up, move around. When we come back, it'll be the bottom of the seventh. Round Rock trying to supplement their 3-0 lead.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multiplex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multiflex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
3-0, Round Rock leading over Las Vegas in the rubber match of a three-game series before the series heads to Las Vegas for three between these two teams. Colin Wiles pitching into the seventh inning for the second straight outing. After Spencer Howard went through seven innings, he's not allowed a run. He struck out a season-high 11 batters, with Las Vegas amassing just one hit against him. Wiles, who has been stretching it out throughout the month of June, up against Nick Solak to begin it. Right-handed batting left fielder. He's a called strike one on a curveball. Howard, 93 pitches, 57 strikes through seven innings full. Wiles trying to get through seven innings full in his own respect. Solak chops it straight down. Count goes nothing and two. The 76th pitch of the night. Throws 74 pitches, 50 strikes. And again, Wiles has been efficient, namely having not thrown 20 pitches or more in an inning. Threw 19 over five batters in the fifth. Here's the 0-2. Solak hits it the other way on a line into the right field area. Charging is Fernandez as he's able to grab it at the chest for the first out. So Wiles looking good, at least in terms of getting through seven innings. He's allowed three runs on five hits. An otherwise sterling outing. He's able to get through the seventh. It would be a quality start. Six innings, three runs or less, equates a quality start. Six plus, I should say. Third baseman Abanez in from the right. Takes the changeup high. Elevated out of the zone for ball one. He's grounded out twice, both times weakly to the infield. Once to Wiles on a check swing in the second. Dribbled one to the first baseman Kelly in the fifth. 1-0 from Wiles. Falling in on a curveball for a called strike one. Here on a Thursday night in Round Rock, Texas, just outside of Austin. This 1-1 pitch is launched into right center field. Heading into the gap is Barrera. Center fielder called off at the last moment by the right fielder Fernandez, who is able to make the catch. Vince responsible for the only two outs here in the seventh. Four straight batters set down after the Ezekiel Duran home run in the sixth inning by Colin Wiles. Two outs, nobody on for Josh Soleil, who's 0-for-2 and reached on a fielder's choice.
5-plus no-hit innings for Spencer Howard tonight. As Soleil takes a changeup outside for ball one, left-handed hitter. On this day, 1908, Cy Young threw his third career no-hitter at 41 years old. Soleil pops it up, left side of the infield, playable for Lopes as the third baseman backs into shallow left. Sticks up the hands to call off the left fielder McKinney, and he's able to make the catch for the final out of a 1-2-3 seventh, quickly and easily for Wiles, and we'll see if they get somebody up behind him. So he's been efficient and excellent, save for the two home runs and the three-hit fifth inning. I'll tell you more about the Cy Young no-no. That was not the only detail that I wanted to give you. But we're through seven innings full. It's been a low-scoring duel thus far, with Round Rock leading over Vegas 3-0.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multiflex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multiflex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
From Spencer Howard to Spencer Patton, the right-hander wearing number 53, into the ball game out of the Round Rock Express bullpen. Round Rock leading Las Vegas 3-0. Here as we get into the top half of the eighth inning. Best start by far for Spencer Howard at any level so far this year. Seven scoreless innings. He allowed three total base runners on one hit, one walk, and one hit batsman. Struck out a season-high 11 batters on a season-high 93 pitches, 57 of which for strikes. Leaves in line for the win. As his ERA with a severe dip from 4.35 down to 3.69. Spencer Howard tossed up a gem this evening. No other way to put it, through seven innings full. Spencer Patton into the game wearing number 53. The 6'1", 185-pound 34-year-old deals a first pitch fastball outside to Christian Lopes, and we're underway in the eighth. Lopes very excited to see someone not named Spencer Howard on the mound. 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts against the starter, as he swings and rips one foul down the third base side on a grounder. Ball and a strike from Patton to Lopes. 6-7 and 8-2 up for Las Vegas. Just six outs left to give, although the deficit is manageable at just three runs. Las Vegas has a knack for the late comeback. Patton out of the pen for the 13th time on the year. 2-1 with a 3.86 earned run average. Misses outside on the fastball. Two balls, one strike to Lopes in his third plate appearance of the game. Patton has not typically stretched it out this year in terms of length. 11 2/3 innings so far, as Lopes swings and fouls one down the right field side. That'll fade into the seats for a foul ball. 2-2 the count. 16 strikeouts to 8 walks against Patton this year, who's allowed 5 runs all earned on 10 hits. Opponents batting .227 against him. Originally a 24th round pick of the Royals in 2011 out of Southern Illinois, Evansville. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 for Lopes. It's his third strikeout of the night. It's the third straight Vegas batter to strike out. And with 5 outs left to give and a 3-0 deficit, here's Vince Fernandez, who will look to do something. Patton, in his second year in the Rangers organization, comes after he spent 2 years pitching for Yokohama in Japan. left-handed batting. Fernandez fouls the first pitch straight down. Patton basically a two-pitch mix. Fastball in the low 90s and a slider in the low 80s. Played for the Yokohama Bay Stars in Japan. This one's fouled down the first base side. No balls, two strikes to Fernandez, who struck out against Howard in the second, flied out to center field against him in the fifth. Howard, in his four seasons in Japan, was a relief pitcher, 12-9 with a 3.68 ERA over that stretch. Fernandez expands the strike zone, swings and misses at strike three. So Patton out of the bullpen, strikeouts number 17 and 18 in just over 12 innings tossed on the year. Fourth straight strikeout is Spencer Howard gives it over to Spencer Patton, and Patton picks up where the starter left off. K-ing the first two batters. 13th strikeout of the game for Las Vegas offensively. Here's Dalton Kelly. Watches a fastball scooped up at the bottom of the strike zone by the catcher Kruger for strike one. Long arm action for Patton, who deals out of the full wide. Basically drops the arm straight down and delivers similar, not quite as violent as Tim Lincecum, who was not a big guy in his own respect. Gets ahead, nothing and two, as Kelly takes a second straight fastball for a strike. And deep in the hole, Patton pitching with some real tempo. He comes out of the full windup on 0-2. Kelly hits it the other way, foul, and clearing the seats down the third base line. Mentioned during the last half inning are on this day, Cy Young threw a no-hitter for Boston over New York. 41 years old, he was the oldest pitcher to throw a no-hitter until Nolan Ryan did it in his last no-no in 1990 at the age of 43. Kelly down on strikes as he swings and misses at the slider. To get more efficient than that for Spencer Patton on a three-strikeout, three-batter eighth inning. Aviators running out of time offensively. Looks like Spencer Howard's going to take the hill in the eighth inning for the first time this year. The score, Round Rock 3, Las Vegas 0.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate on my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multiflex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multiflex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
3-0 Round Rock. Due up for what they hope is the final time in the bottom of the eighth inning. Colin Wiles, the starter, still out there. It's just the third time in his career that he's pitched into the eighth inning, and the first since 2015 when he was in A-ball with the Hickory Crawdads in the Carolina League. Hasn't gone past 7 1/3 innings ever in his career. Diaspel Arias, the number 8 batter for Round Rock. First batter swings at the first pitch, hits it high in the air to right field. Coming in is Fernandez. Right fielder calls off the second baseman Mondu, makes the catch on the run for out number one. It's the sixth straight hitter that Wiles has retired since Ezekiel Durant took him deep in the sixth inning. And getting stronger as he's gotten later. Not a ton of strikeouts on the year. Not a big strikeout pitcher is Wiles. He set down just three batters via the K tonight. Round Rock pitching staff, Spencer Howard and Spencer Patton thus far, have struck out 13 Aviators batters, including the last five in a row. Final batter of the lineup is Jack Kruger, stepping in for the third time. One of two, singled in the fifth. Rounded out to short to end the third. Wiles deals a fastball high and outside for strike one. 88 on the radar gun.
Spencer Patton came in and struck out all three batters he faced in the top half of the eighth on just 12 pitches, 10 of which were for strikes. Kruger, with a half-hearted swing, did go through as the pitch was a bit low on a curveball. Goes as strike two nonetheless. And nobody up behind Patton, looking out in the left field bullpen for Round Rock. Nobody up on the right field side for the Aviators either. Here's the 0-2. Kruger takes up that fastball, elevated at 89 for ball one. In the bottom of the, or top of the ninth rather, it'll be Jackson Barrera-Mondu, 9-1-2 for the Aviators. Wiles will try to send it there with the score 3-0. And 1-2 to Kruger bounces in. Curveball blocked by Langoliers. Round Rock scored a single run in the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. Bubba Thompson homered to dead center field, his eighth of the year, to break a scoreless tie. Nick Solak scored on a very unique play at the plate in the fifth before Duran homered in the sixth. 2-2 to Kruger's fought off the hands. It's straight back and off the facade in front of the suite level. Back down into the seating pole. Count stays 2-2. Solak doubled to begin the fifth. And moved over to third on an Andy Ibañez ground out to first. It was Josh Soleil that hit a ball to Nate Mondu. The infield playing halfway in. Solak advanced from third. Kruger hits one high down the right field side. That'll drift into the seats. Second straight foul ball and a 2-2 count. It was a good throw by Mondu to the plate. Got to give credit to Nate. Langoliers tried to slap the tag on Solak, who slid way behind home plate. Shea missed the tag. Solak missed the base. It was on the second effort, a lunge around the catcher, which Solak was able to touch it up. Mike Snover, right in front of it, called it correctly. As the curveball falls below the knees for a strike, or for a ball, rather. Beg your pardon. As the count goes full at 3-2, with one out and nobody on. 3-0 game with Round Rock leading in the bottom of inning number 8. Wind blowing straight away to left field as Wiles deals on a 3-2 payoff. Kruger fouls another pitch straight back. Fastball at 88 for Wiles. As Jorge Ruiz begins to toss beyond the right field fence for Las Vegas. Wiles hopes that Ruiz is needed for a potential bottom of the ninth. See what he comes with on yet another 3-2 pitch. Takes the sign from Langoliers. The right-hander rocks and deals. Kruger lines one to right. Heading back is Fernandez. Just in front of the warning track, he stops, turns heel, and makes the catch over the left shoulder. Four of the last five putouts have been to Fernandez and right. The only one among them that didn't pop out to the right fielder was the left-handed hitting Soleil. So Wiles getting a lot of late swings here late in the game. Two out, nobody on, ahead of Bubba Thompson. Crowd chanting Bubba as he stands in for the fourth time. Two for three tonight with a single and a home run. And a multi-hit effort in the game. Slider fades outside for ball one. Right on right matchup here in the eighth inning. Both sides with a well-rested bullpen. Maybe even more well-rested after tonight as Thompson calls time. Both sides used three bullpen arms yesterday after the Aviators got 2 1/3 innings from Aaron Brown in the win on Tuesday. Only bullpen arm used in that game. As Heater misses outside, Thompson ahead of Wiles, two balls, no strikes. 94 pitches, 63 strikes for Colin Wiles. Trying to get out of the eighth inning unscathed. He deals to the dish on 2-0. Thompson chops it down the third base side. Picked up on a short hop by Lopes. It's in and out of the glove. Thompson's going to be safe at first. No play. And they're going to rule it as an error by Lopes. It's the third error of the series for Las Vegas. Lopes tried to charge it. Wasn't quite as much of a short hop as I think he would have hoped. Not quite an in-between hop, but definitely had that one in the glove and it popped out. So Thompson on first in a 3-0 game. Here's Ezekiel Duran, who homered in the sixth. Thompson, 36 steals and 38 tries, far and away the most in the Pacific Coast League. With that in mind, they'll try a pickoff throw over to first, just able to get back in head first and safely ahead of the throw. Thompson has 36 steals and 38 tries. Shea Langoliers threw him out
on Tuesday in the opening game. Just the second time he's been caught stealing all year in a big sample size, bigger than anybody else. Durant checks the swing. It's a called strike nonetheless on a slider outside at 84. Thompson with 36 steals on the year. A two-way tie for second with 22. Thompson running away with the PCL stolen base lead. Wiles out of the stretch. The runner goes. It's a pitch down low for a ball. The throw from Langoliers, not in time. 37th stolen bag of the year for Thompson. That'll put an insurance run on second base. Langoliers now one of two in throwing him out in this series alone. Thompson got thrown out once at the end of April and once on Tuesday. That's been it. Really takes a perfect positioning to throw Thompson out. He's on second with two down. Here's the 1-1 to Duran. Goes down to the knees. He swings and misses. Slider for strike two. Aside from the homer, Duran hitless not only tonight but in the series. That was his first hit of this three-game set. One of 10 with a home run and an RBI. Wild to the chest high set. Lifts the leg and deals on 1-2. Durant takes a called strike, three on a curveball. Wiles through eight innings, but the bats have not backed him up as of yet. No runs on one hit for Las Vegas. They're due up in the top of the ninth. It'll be Drew Jackson, Luis Pereira, Nate Mondu. They need three to tie, four to take the lead. Las Vegas entering their final AB, trailing 3-0.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stop to build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It all comes down to this for the Aviators. Final at bat here in the top of the ninth inning. Spencer Patton back out for a second inning of work after striking out all three batters he faced in the eighth on just 12 pitches. Aviators need three to tie, beginning with Drew Jackson. The shortstop stands in from the right to get it underway. Patton in behind Spencer Howard, who went seven scoreless innings. First pitch to Jackson. Outside, call for ball one on a heater. Las Vegas scored just one run on four hits last night after plating six on nine knocks in the first game of the set. Slider in there for a strike, a late call by the home plate umpire Mike Snover. Jackson has the only hit in the game so far for Las Vegas. Base hit in the sixth inning that was wiped out on a double play ball. The very next batter. Slider hit off the end of the bat right into the glove of Patton. The pitcher makes an underhand flip to first base for the first out of the ninth inning. Jackson with a cue shot, plenty of English off the end of the bat. But a better play by Patton to knock it down. And the throw to first was without consequence. Does break up a stretch of six, make it five straight strikeouts. Las Vegas with just two outs left to give. Here's Luis Pereira. He's 0 for 3, but has put the ball in play thrice. Only Aviator that's done so this evening. So take a breaking ball low. Now on paper, he grounded into a 1-6-3 double play in the sixth, but it was so much more than that. On a ball that left the bat at over 101 miles an hour. It offers up at a slider below the knees, and count goes 1-1 as he misses. It was just a lucky grab by Howard as he slapped the left-gloved hand at the ball and had it go into the webbing. Double play was a foregone conclusion following. Line drive shot into the third base home side dugout. Nice grab made by the manager. It's Matt Hagen. Grabbed it off the net on the fly. Count nothing and two to Luis Barrera. Patton deals from the overhand delivery. Swing and a miss for strike three. Barrera chasing the elevated fastball. It's the 15th strikeout of the night for Aviators batters. Comes after they struck out 12 times in the loss last night. And down to their final out with their backs against the wall. Last hopes of extending the game is Nate Mondu. 0 for 3 with a strikeout against Howard in the first. He swings with the first pitch and fouls it off down the left field side into the seats. After the strikeout, Mondu lined out to center in the third, into that frame, and popped out to the third baseman Abanez to end the sixth. Here's the 0-1 from Patton. Fastball painting black over the outside for strike two, and Las Vegas down to their final strike in Round Rock. Patton working quickly. Here's the 0-2 to Nate. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the ball game. Spencer Howard goes seven scoreless innings, a season-high 11 strikeouts. Spencer Patton comes in, strikes out five of six batters, six up, six down, and the Aviators down by a 3-0 score. I'll be back with the totals in a moment.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
A game to forget offensively for Las Vegas, as they're down 3-0, dropping the final two games of the brief three-game trip in Round Rock after winning 6-1 in the opening game of the set. We just played the shortest game of the 2022 campaign as well, a 3-0 Round Rock win. A whopping 1 hour, 57 minutes in an old-school 3-0 contest. Las Vegas put just three base runners on the entire game. Both Spencers that threw for Round Rock were absolutely phenomenal. Spencer Howard, as close as you can be to a no-hitter by minor league standards. Seven innings, no runs on one hit, a walk, and a hit batsman. He struck out a season-high 11 batters on 93 pitches, 57 strikes. And then Spencer Patton came in and was even better in a shorter span. Didn't allow a base runner on all six he faced. Set everybody down in order. Struck out five of the six batters he faced, including all five swinging strikeouts on just 22 pitches. Retired all three in the eighth via the K. After Drew Jackson grounded out back to the pitcher, Barrera and Mondu both struck out swinging. That does not take away from the outing for Colin Wilds, as the Las Vegas starting pitcher was very, very good. Pitching through eight innings full, a career high. First time he's gone past seven since 2015. Wiles, with an unfortunate loss, no bats to back him up.
His ERA dropped from 6.04 to 5.77. As he'll take the loss to go to 5-6. Wiles, three runs all earned on five hits over eight innings in a quality start complete game. He didn't walk anybody and struck out four, including the final battery face in Ezekiel Duran. 99 pitches, 67 for strikes for Colin Wiles. Las Vegas in a losing line score. No runs on one hit, one error. They left two men on out of the three base runners that reached in the entirety of the game. Round Rock, three runs on five hits, a clean defensive game for the second night in a row for the worst fielding team in the Pacific Coast League. They only left two men on as well. It was Howard with the win to go to 3-2. His ERA dropping from 4.35 to 3.69. And Colin Wiles, an unfortunate loss. Tough luck loser, if you will, as his ERA also falls from 6.04 to 5.77. We played in 1 hour, 57 minutes, in front of 5,022 fans here in the rubber match of a three-game series. And Round Rock claims 3-0. When we return for the Hash House at Go-Go post-game show, we'll break down how this game went. Not a lot of offense to go over with just three runs combined on a total of six hits. We'll check in around the Pacific Coast League with everybody in action by now. We'll check in on the Athletics who just got started in Seattle, and we'll set you up for the finale, the final three games of this split six-game homestand. Hash House at Go-Go post-game show coming up.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus thick burger and Primal Breakfast burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Aviator One is flying with a wingman, Pete Maverick from Top Gun.
Your Las Vegas Aviators celebrate our independence with a short three-game homestand this Friday through Sunday against the Round Rock Express, the AAA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Friday night, the first 2,000 fans get a free Top Gun Maverick t-shirt. Then we light up the sky on both Saturday and Sunday nights with an incredible fireworks extravaganza presented by your Las Vegas Hyundai dealers. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Hash House a Go-Go post-game show from Dell Diamond. And not a lot to recap in a 3-0 final in the rubber match of a three-game series. Las Vegas, no runs on one hit. Three total base runners. They amassed a total of 16 strikeouts between Spencer Howard and Spencer Patton, the two arms that threw tonight for Round Rock. Howard, in the best start potentially of his career, especially at the AAA level, seven innings, no runs, a walk, a hit batsman in the first inning. He struck out at season-high 11 batters. Spencer Patton then came in and struck out 5 of 6 and got an assist on a putout on the only out that he recorded not via the K. Colin Wiles was excellent as well. Eight innings, pitched every frame for Las Vegas. Three runs on five hits and a quality start. No walks, four strikeouts. It was by far the shortest game of the year for either side. 1 hour, 57 minutes. Especially nowadays, any game that the time of game starts with a one, that's going to be an anomaly. And that's exactly what tonight was, because the Aviators really struggled, did not put more than one runner on in any frame, and a ton of swinging strikeouts. The Aviators dropped to 42-32, still 10 games over 500 and in first place in the Pacific Coast League's West Division. We'll have to check in on the Reno Aces, who were 3.5 games back entering into the night, as the Aviators dropped to 17-18, falling under 500 on the road.
Round Rock, meanwhile, 39-36 with the win. They get the victory as they'll remain in third place in the Pacific Coast League's East Division. Brings their home record one game under 500 at 19-20. And a night to forget offensively for Las Vegas. The only hit, a Drew Jackson leadoff single in the sixth that was wiped out on a double play that Luis Barrera hit into on a screaming ground ball right back to the pitcher Howard, who was able to get the glove in front of it on a ball that left the bat at 101 miles an hour. A 1-6-3 twin killing wiped out the Aviators' only hit of the night. Only runners that reached second were via stolen bases. Langeliers was hit in the first, swiped second base. Billy McKinney walked to lead off the second and stole second. They were both stranded there. Nobody touched third base tonight for Las Vegas offensively in a 3-0 defeat. When we return on our Hatch House of Go-Go post-game show, we'll check in around the Pacific Coast League. Aviators are going to be keeping a close eye on the Reno Aces. We'll also check in on the Athletics as they are in battle against Seattle as we speak. Still plenty more to come here on our Hatch House of Go-Go post-game show from Dell Diamond.
Strike three, you're up.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Let Best Mattress help you beat the heat this summer with the revolutionary Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress that lets you sleep up to 8 degrees cooler. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now at our 4th of July sale, save up to $500 on any Tempur-Pedic Breeze adjustable set and get up to a free $300 gift with any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Quick delivery and no interest financing for 72 months. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General terms.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Aviators falling 3-0 to Round Rock in the final game of a 3-game set back from Dell Diamond. On our Hash House of Go-Go post-game show, Las Vegas was just one total hit, 3 total base runners, as they'll try to turn the page, wash their hands before the Round Rock Express come to Las Vegas tomorrow. Checking in around the Pacific Coast League here on our Hash House of Go-Go post-game show, Oklahoma City leading El Paso 5-2, that game in the bottom of the 6th in El Paso, Texas. Also in the bottom of the 6th in Albuquerque. A night to forget for the Isotopes as well, with the Sugarland Space Cowboys 10-0 on top in the sixth inning. They scored 4 runs before recording an out in the third. Sugarland eventually ended up putting an 8 spot in the third inning with tack-on runs in the fifth and sixth frames. Albuquerque, no runs on 2 hits. They're batting currently in the bottom of the sixth inning, trailing at home 10-0. It's a 1-1 tie between Reno and Sacramento. This is the game to keep an eye on if you're interested in the Aviators, because with the loss tonight, Reno moves 3 games back of Las Vegas. If Sacramento is able to take care of business and defeat the Aces on the road tonight, the lead would stay at 3.5. Definitely going to be keeping an eye on that one, as they're just now into the top of the fourth inning at Greater Nevada Field in Reno. And they're in the middle of the first inning in Tacoma, Washington. The Salt Lake Bees with a run in the top of the first inning. Tacoma coming up to bat for the first time. Rainier is playing at Cheney Stadium. And checking in on the Major League scores with the Athletics in Seattle. In the bottom of the first inning, Adrian Martinez taking the hill as we speak.
making his second start of the year for the Oakland Athletics. Martinez was tomorrow's scheduled starter for Las Vegas. When we check in on tomorrow's game, just keep in mind the starter will be to be determined. No runs on no hits in the top of the first inning for the A's as they were set down in order. A bunch of games still going on. They're in the top of the first in Los Angeles. Padres already leading 1-0. A run on two hits so far. Dodgers have yet to bat. Bottom of the sixth in Chicago. The Cubs leading over the Reds by an 8-2 score. Guardians walk it off for the third straight day over the Twins. Twins kryptonite this year has been Cleveland. Second straight walk-off home run. It was Andrés Giménez tonight. And one of the funnier calls you'll ever hear. If you want to look up the Twins television call, the second straight walk-off home run, I think if you're a Minnesota Twins fan, you are done hearing about the Cleveland Guardians. The Astros, 2-1 winners over the Yankees in a matchup that a lot of folks think could be a potential American League Championship Series matchup. It was a pitcher's duel nonetheless. Alex Bregman with a two-run double in the 2-1 win for the Astros. You do the math. The Blue Jays, 4-1 winners over the Rays. Santiago Espinal, who's been one of the hottest hitters across Major League Baseball, with a two-run insurance home run in the seventh inning. 4-1 winners in an AL East matchup are the Toronto Blue Jays. 8-7 final for the Pirates at home against the Brewers. Three home run night for Michael Perez. Second straight game for the Pirates and the third in the last 11 in which a batter has hit three home runs. It was Brian Reynolds yesterday. And one game yet to kick off. It's the Braves and the Phillies from Philadelphia. That one is Ian Anderson versus Aaron Nola, the pitching matchup. And here in Round Rock, the Express blanked the Aviators 3-0. Las Vegas only able to amass one hit. When we return for our final segment of the Hatch House of Go-Go post-game show, give you one final recap of tonight, and we'll set you up for tomorrow with the series flipping to Las Vegas for the next 3 days. Don't go anywhere. Finishing up when we return on the Hatch House of Go-Go post-game show.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders, as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, Chuck, who uses Dollar Loan Center? I mean, do you have a typical customer?
Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. I think most people are surprised that our customers are 50-50 men and women and that our average customer makes over $40,000 a year. I can tell you this, our customers are great people and they're loyal to the DLC.
And how long do people usually keep their loans out?
If they want, they can keep the loan out for up to a year. But since we only charge interest for the time people have the loan out, most people pay it off in a matter of weeks to save the most money.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hatch House of Go-Go post-game show wrapping up from Dell Diamond. Matt Never joining you for one final time. Aviators with a 3-0 loss tonight. Colin Wiles pitched well, but was outdueled by Spencer Howard. No other way to put it, with the bats just simply not backing up their starting pitcher in an otherwise excellent outing. Wiles threw 8 innings for the first time in his career. Well, in a weird scheduling quirk, and basically just to give the Aviators a home game on either the 3rd or the 4th of July, the series will flip to Las Vegas. These two teams will do battle for the next 3 games, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday's series finale, if you will, from Las Vegas Ballpark. Tomorrow, a 7:05 first pitch, it'll be Jared Koenig taking the place of Adrian Martinez in the rotation. Martinez called up to the Athletics today. He was tomorrow's scheduled starter. The three pitchers for Las Vegas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Jared Koenig, Jack Cushing, and Zach Logue. For Round Rock tomorrow, it'll be left-hander Colby Allard, former top prospect of the Atlanta Braves, 0-1 with a 4.35 ERA, up against Jared Koenig in his first start back from the major leagues. Koenig, who was excellent with Las Vegas before the call-up, back for more with a 4-2 record and a 2.21 ERA. With Koenig being gone for just over 2 weeks, his ERA title in the Pacific Coast League evaporated. He doesn't have enough innings to qualify, but very likely will qualify with a good start tomorrow in terms of innings. Koenig among the best ERA in the Pacific Coast League at 2.21. That's tomorrow at 7.05. Matt and Everett along with Russ Langer joining you for the call back from Las Vegas Ballpark tomorrow. One final time, Aviators down 3-0 with just one hit, one walk, and one hit batsman against Spencer Howard and Spencer Patton, who pitched a shutout tonight with Round Rock scoring 3 runs on 5 hits, all off of Colin Wiles, who tossed all 8 innings. Howard with the win to go to 3-2. Wiles with the defeat to go to 5-6 in the shortest game time of the year. A whopping 1 hour and 57 minutes. 5,022 fans saw the Round Rock Express take game 3 against the Aviators by a 3-0 score. Las Vegas still 10 games over 500 at 42-32. Matt Neverett signing off from Dell Diamond. We'll be back at you tomorrow from Las Vegas Ballpark. Until then, so long.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
1 p.m. Eastern.
This is the Sports Map Radio Network.